Hey, Danny.
Question. How long is too long to eat an onion ring you found underneath the refrigerator?
What?
3.5 months? Is that too long?
Yeah, that's too long, Jeff. You're not eating an onion ring you found in the refrigerator. That's green mold on it.
Well, let me tell you what happened. So about 3.5 months ago, I put this onion ring underneath the refrigerator because I wanted to grow an onion. Well, it didn't. So now I want to eat it.
You're not going to eat it, Jeffy. It's gross.
Not going to eat it or not supposed to eat it?
Both. You're not going to eat it. Give me the goddamn onion ring. You're not eating this. There's someone at the door.
Hello? What? Goodman?
Is that a goddamn onion ring?
Yeah.
Can I have it?
I mean, it's 3.5 months old.
Is it your newborn fucking baby? How do you know its age? Why are you carrying it around your house?
No, I found it under the refrigerator. It's been under there for 3.5 months.
Then why are you still holding it? Why didn't you throw it away?
I don't know. I just...
That goddamn onion ring. Yum! Tastes like shit, Marvin!
It's 3.5 months old!
Why didn't you tell me?
I did! I
thought you were lying.
What?
Yeah, let me in! There's fucking bugs out here with malaria and Ebola and shit. I gotta talk to you about something.
Okay.
Fuck away from me.
All right, Goodman, what do you want to talk to me about?
I got two words for you, Marvin. Possibly one. Pickleball.
Pickleball? What is that?
It's this new sport I started playing because I'm rich and bored. It's like tennis, but not.
Well, I've never heard of it. How do you play?
Well, I'll show you. Chives! Get your ass out of the car and bring the pickleball shit! Move that old dick! He's on his way.
Are you sure he can hear you all the way from your car?
Of course he can, Marvin. I have his hearing aids turned all the way up to the point where it's making that humming sound. He can hear an astronaut rub one out on the International Space Station.
I brought your pickleball paddle, sir.
Oh, you did? You think you did a good job, buddy?
Mm-hmm.
Come here. Where the fuck is the ball?
I'm so sorry, sir. I'll get it right away.
Jesus, I hate him. Well, anyway, Marvin, this right here is the paddle, and I'd show you the ball, but someone doesn't like to do their job. So whenever he decides to, you'll see the ball.
I got the ball, sir.
Oh, you did? Thanks, Chives. Go fucking get it.
Very well, sir.
Sometimes I like to play fetch with my butler, because I have to get his heart rate up so he doesn't die on me.
I got the ball, sir. Here you are.
Oh, thanks, Chives.
Please don't throw it again.
You see it, boy? Go fucking get it.
Oh!
Fucking idiot, I didn't even throw it. He'll be looking for it for a while. But anyway, Marvin, this is the pickleball paddle, and this is the pickleball.
Okay, why are you telling me about this stuff?
Well, because tomorrow there's a tournament for pickleball, and the winner gets $10 million, and I want you to be my partner.
Me be your partner? I've never even heard about this game. I've never played it.
Well, it's just like tennis, but not.
I don't know how to play tennis either.
Well, you can look it up, Marvin. You can learn. You can practice. Be ready for tomorrow, because that's when the tournament is.
I can't be good by tomorrow, Goodman. Find someone else.
No, you can't be good, because it's $10 million. For $10 million, you can do anything, Marvin.
Okay, I'll try, but don't get mad at me if we lose.
I found it, sir.
Did you take that ball out of my car, Chives?
No.
You didn't take that ball? Marvin, do you have a pickleball in your house?
No, I've never owned one in my life.
So, did you take that ball from my car after you couldn't find the ball that I didn't throw?
What? No.
Come on, Chives. Let's go check the car. Because there were 4 pickleballs.
I think there were 3.
No, there were definitely 4.
Goodman, I can't get good at this. Oh, God, what am I going to do?
Pickleball is a battle sport.
Hey, Marvin, what are you doing? You didn't come to bed last night.
I've been watching 12 hours of pickleball tutorials.
What's pickleball?
I don't fucking know.
Well, why are you doing that?
Because Goodman wants me to play in the tournament, and I really just have to fucking learn how to play it by today.
Hey, Marvin, can I borrow some eggs and some jelly and some bacon and some bread and use your toaster? Basically, what I'm asking is, can I use your kitchen to make breakfast using your stuff? And if you're out of something, can you go to the store and get it for me?
Sure, I guess. I don't care.
Ooh, pickleball, Marvin? What you know about pickling some balls?
I have no idea what this game is, and I have to learn it by today because I have to play in a tournament.
Well, don't watch that stupid-ass tutorial. I can teach you how to play pickleball. I'm a pickleball master.
What, you are?
Oh, yeah, I've been playing...
Hey, Dad, I got a question.
What is it, Jeffy?
Okay, fuck me, I guess. It's not like I was in the middle of a sentence. Go ahead and ask your question.
Can I wipe my ass with paper towels and then flush them down the toilet? Because I did that, and now the toilet won't work.
That was an important question.
No, you can't do that, Jeffy. Now there's a pile of paper towels and shit, and I have to do...
I'm so stressed out. I can't deal with this. I'm so tired. I have to learn pickleball. Ball. Can you please just teach Jeffy how to play pickleball and he can just take my spot?
Sure, I'd love to. Come on.
I'll drink some coffee and then go watch.
All right, Jeffy, this is pickleball. It's a lot like tennis, but it's a lot smaller and you can only score if you're serving. And I'll warn you, I'm pretty good at pickleball. So let's see how good you are. Okay, now you would think you'd get a point for that, but you don't. Only I can score because I'm serving. And I know that sounds like some bullshit I made up because I'm bad at pickleball, but it's not. Those are the actual rules.
Okay, so it's Jeffy's serve?
Yes.
Okay, Jeffy, it's your serve.
Yeah, go ahead and serve, bitch. Let's see what you got, you pencil nose fuck. I am so sorry. I just get really competitive about pickleball. I'll slit your grandma's throat if you win, bitch. See, there I go again. Competitive. Go ahead and serve.
Okay. Yeah.
Fuck you, you fucking cheater! You have to have cheated! There's no fucking way you're that good! Fuck you! I'll kill you! I'll fucking kill you!
Back up!
I'm sorry, Marvin. It's just, he's so fucking good at pickleball. I've never seen anybody that good at pickleball. He should go pro.
Wait, really?
Yeah. He should be, like, tournaments, like, with the pros.
He was that good?
He's the best pickleball player I've ever seen.
He just served once.
Yeah, but I've never seen somebody serve that good. I mean, that's the only explanation, because I'm great.
Oh, like, you're the best.
I'm the best at pickleball. Okay. I mean, other than him now.
All right, Jeffy, let's go.
Okay,
I'm feeling really good knowing I don't have to play pickleball.
Hey, Marvin, did Jeffy learn how to play pickleball?
Learn? He didn't need to learn. It's like he already knows how to play pickleball. He's a natural. He's the best pickleball player I've ever seen.
Wow, Jeffy, that's really great to hear. I can't believe you learned.
Hey, Marvin, you ready to play pickleball?
Actually, I decided I don't actually have to play.
The fuck you don't? I gave you a 12-hour notice. You have to play.
Well, no, I'm just saying I'm not that good because I've never played. But Jeffy, he's a master at pickleball. He'd be a better partner for you because you'd actually win. And I have this guy to vouch for me.
Oh, yeah, he's the GOAT. He's like the Wayne Gretzky of pickleball. He's the Michael Jordan of pickleball. He's the Babe Ruth of pickleball.
Really?
Oh, yeah, he's the greatest pickleball player I've ever seen.
Okay, because I'm going to bet my entire fortune on this pickleball tournament, so you guys better be right about this.
Oh, don't do that.
No, I'd do that. I mean, you got nothing to worry about.
No, I don't.
Shut up, Marvin. Let's go, guys.
I'll stay here. Hello and welcome to the pickleball tournament!
Yes, I have two people that are signed up to play.
Well, you know, the winner gets $10 million!
Oh, we know.
And you already paid the $100,000 entrance fee, correct?
Yeah, I paid it online.
Let me just check. Yep, you're right here. And you even agreed to our non-refundable policy.
Yeah, that's fine, because I know we're going to win.
Well, unfortunately, only one of you can play.
What? It's 2v2!
Well, normally it is, but we only have one other contestant, and that's LeBron James.
LeBron James plays pickleball?
Yep, he's the best.
Okay, well, where's the pickleball net? I don't see it.
It's right there.
That's a basketball net.
What's the matter, son? You never played pickleball? Hey, LeBron!
Sprite Cranberry?
Teach this fool how to play some pickleball.
Oh, you want to play pickleball?
Is that a jar of pickles?
Dunk that shit, LeBron! That's how you play pickleball!
That's not fucking pickleball!
Yes, it is. It's just like basketball, but with a jar of pickles. And no dribbling, of course, for obvious reasons.
Well, I'm not gonna play LeBron James in pickleball!
Well, you already signed up, and it's non-refundable!
Marvin, this is all your fault!
What, my fault? You're the one who came up with this stupid dumb pickleball idea!
But you didn't read the fine print!
What, yeah, I didn't sign up for this shit! You should have read it and found out it was not actual pickleball!
Well, I'm not playing, so Jar Jar Binks here can play! It's okay, Danny, I got this shit!
Oh, my God. Okay, fine. Jeffy will play LeBron James and pickleball.
Okay, it's time for tip-off. Okay, first one to three draws in the net wins. Ready, set, pickleball.
Give me that shit.
One draw, LeBron.
Marvin, you said he was good.
An actual fucking pickleball, not whatever the fuck this is.
Where you going, little boy? Where you going? Oh, you suck ass like my son.
Oh, rim job.
Marvin, he's ruining my bank account. You're going to give me a rim job tonight if he loses this game.
Oh, you think you block me? You little nigga, you little. Watch this. Green fuck, nigga.
Yeah, bitch.
Oh, point for LeBron. That's 2-0.
But no. The jar shattered when it hit the rim.
It doesn't matter. All the pickles went through the net, so it counts.
Morgan, if Jeffy loses this game, I'm going to eat your dick like a pickle.
Oh, what you going to do? You down by two.
I'm going to shoot a three.
Oh, it's no three-pointer street pickleball. You got to shoot from here, and it's a two-pointer.
Okay, well, that.
I'm all in your face. You can't shoot.
Fuck yeah.
No way. Ooh, lucky shot. Oh, I'm about to end this shit, helmet boy. Ow! Foul! Ref, where's my call? Free throw!
That's bullshit!
Foul! Reaching in! LeBron gets one free throw. This could end it, folks.
Thank you!
Step back, little man. I'm about to end it in one free throw. I'm about to be a champion. Damn it! I thought it was the basketball. I'm used to basketballs. I was doing a warm-up dribble. Look, give me another try.
Sorry, LeBron. We're all out of small jars. You're going to have to use the big one.
Oh. How'd the pickleball tournament go?
Put your pickle right there, Marvin.
Did you really bet your entire fortune?
Of course not. I'm not fucking stupid. I only bet 10 million, so put your pickle right there.
Marvin, what are you doing?
It's a baby dill. Soggy little fucker. Ow!
The cow goes moo, and the pig goes oink, and the dog goes whoop, and the snake goes... And the snake goes... Marvin, the snake goes... And the sheep goes...
Jimmy, what are you doing?
I'm practicing my bat swing so I can play baseball and get paid $100 million. And if I'm really good and I eat my food with chopsticks and I'm good at math and have a tiny wiener, then I'll get paid $700 million.
Practice somewhere else.
Marvin, will you pass me the frog?
Yeah, I'll get you the frog.
Get up, bitch!
Oh my god, Marvin, are you okay?
Mommy, I think I killed Daddy.
Oh my god, I'm gonna go get a doctor!
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yes, Jeffy hit Marvin in the face.
Ooh, a puzzle. Oh, I love these things. The frog goes... Well, that actually depends on the species of frog. You know, every frog sounds different. This looks like it could be Rana Clamatans. Although, now that I'm really looking at it, I think it's Lithobates catasbionus. Yep, that's what it is. The Lithobates catasbionus goes...
The shit that's in my diaper goes...
You're missing a chicken.
Yes, I know, but can you please help Marvin? Jeffy hit him in the face with a baseball bat.
There's always something going on around here.
Is Marvin going to be okay?
Well, he might have a concussion.
Is that bad?
Nah, the Miami Dolphins quarterback gets him all the time. He seems to love it.
I want a brother.
Huh?
Jeffy, you can't have a brother.
Oh, really? Not letting them have black friends in 2024? What's wrong with you?
What?
Martin Luther King had a dream.
That's not what he's talking about.
Oh, you mean like a brother. I thought you meant like a brother, you know, like a homie. Well, listen, kid, that's not going to happen either. Not unless your mom starts giving it up, which, according to Marvin's text, she's not.
Excuse me?
All I'm saying is maybe give the man some poo-poo every now and then.
Can you please just help Marvin out?
That's what I'm trying to do. He's starving for some poo-poo.
With the concussion.
I don't know. Try giving him some poo-poo. That
might be I want your poo-poo.
Well, listen, I think we're all getting distracted. The best way you could possibly get something like a brother is making friends, but who has time for that? So I think the only thing logical to do would be to clone yourself, which I don't usually do, because that involves a toaster oven, and that's not my machine. But I do have something that might help. Let me get it. Eureka, the clone gun!
What's it do?
Well, you see, scientists all over the world have been trying to make a clone machine so they can clone organs for organ transplants, or to clone food to end world hunger, but I think that's stupid. I think it'd be cool if you had, like, a really hot nurse and you wanted to have a threesome with her, so you cloned her, and you had a threesome with her and the clone. And then it wouldn't be weird, like, if they were twins, because then it would be incest, and that would be gross. But if it's just her and her clone, then there's nothing wrong with that. But see, the problem is, whenever I've done it, the clone doesn't want to do it, because she's always like, well, I'm not gay for myself. So then whenever I clone the girl, I tell her, try to think about being gay for yourself. I'll explain why in a second. But then every time I do it, the clone still doesn't want to have the threesome, and I'm starting to think the girl I'm cloning doesn't want to do the threesome either. Anyway, what I was saying is, the flaw with this machine is whatever you're thinking about when I clone you, that's how your clone's going to act. So if you're thinking about funny jokes, then your clone's going to tell funny jokes, or maybe just that one joke over and over again. And if you think about scary stuff, then your clone's going to be scary. So what you should do is think about however you want your brother to be, okay?
Okay.
Okay, you got it?
Yep.
Pew.
Tell me, stepbrother, I'm stuck. Stick in my pooper.
What were you thinking about?
The hub.
Oh. Well, see, the cool thing about this clone gun is if you turn it this way, you can beat the clone to death and start over. Okay, now, what you should do is think about how you really want your brother to act. You got it?
Okay.
Okay.
Pew.
Hello.
Hi. Jeffy, what were you thinking about?
World domination!
I'm going to go take over the world!
Okay. So let's try again, and this time don't think about that, okay?
Okay.
All right. Pew! Oh, damn it. I'm all out of cologne.
What's the cologne for?
Well, the clone machine runs on cologne.
What kind of cologne?
Axe body spray. Does anybody have any Axe body spray? No? Oh, yeah, I forgot. We're not in a middle school boys' locker room. Well, I guess that's it. You have an evil clone on the loose, and Marvin should be awake by now. I'm getting a little worried about that. We probably should have addressed that first. And I will send my bill in the mail.
Oh my god, look, the news!
Breaking news, MK! An evil doctor scientist that is now for sale on smlmerch.com, link in the description, is threatening to poison the world's water supply. We have an exclusive video of that now.
I've done it! I've finally done it! With this, I can finally poison the world's water supply with nuclear piss. And the best part is, No one can stop me!
Whoa, somebody should really stop him.
Wait, aren't you a cop?
No, I'm a doctor. What the hell? How did that happen?
Go stop him!
Ugh, okay, fine. You know, I really thought this job was going to be me handing out speeding tickets and abusing my power. But now I got to do responsibilities. Ugh.
Now, how am I going to poison the whole world's water supply? I could either dump all the nuclear piss into the river, or I could rob a bank and then use all the stolen money from the bank at a gas station to buy all their bottles of water. Then I'll use the nuclear piss to poison the water bottles and hand them out to hurricane relief victims. It's perfect!
Hello, welcome to the bank. How may I help you?
Yes, I would like to withdraw $20 million from my bank account, please.
From checkings or savings?
Move out of my way! You're gonna give me all the money in this bank or die!
Sir, please, I'm gonna need you to take a number and wait your turn.
I'm sorry, what?
Take a number and wait your turn.
I am holding a firearm in front of your face. You do know that, right?
This is bulletproof glass.
Oh, we'll see about that! Well, I will, go sit in the lobby and wait my turn.
Thank you.
I can't believe I have to wait! I don't have time for this! I'm trying to take over the world!
Yeah, tell me about it. I hate the bank.
Number 53?
Number 53? But that's bullshit! I'm number 49! Number 49 comes before number 53!
Sorry, man.
Hello, sir. How may I help you today?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask about opening up a money market account.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, first we'll...
Just kidding! Give me all your money!
Ah, this is bulletproof glass.
Oh, sorry. Actually, can you just come down here for a second?
Oh, sorry. What was that?
Give me the money!
Oh, my God! You take it!
Yeah, that's right. You see this face? This is the face of the man that's robbing you. Never forget this face!
Ah, come on! I was gonna do that!
Sorry, man.
Next, number 49. Yes, 911, someone just robbed the bank!
Give me the rest of the money in the bank!
Sir, please, I'm on the phone.
Oh, sorry, take your turn.
Sorry, 911, that was just a rude customer. Yes, someone just robbed the bank! Thank you! How may I help you?
Give me the rest of the money in the bank! Give it to me!
We don't have any money, he stole it all!
How much money is in my account?
You don't have an account with us, sir.
Don't have an account. I would like to open an account!
Alright, we're offering a $20 sign-up bonus if you're military.
No.
Well, is anyone in your family military?
No.
Would you like to still open an account?
Sure.
Alright, you need $5 deposit to start a checking.
Oh, come on! I don't have $5! Why do you think I'm grabbing a bank? Yes, a gas station. There has to be money here.
Give me all the money in the register.
Ah, don't shoot! Come on, man. Didn't you get enough money from the bank?
Yeah, you're right. You can have this one.
Thank you. Give me all the money in the register.
Is that a Nerf gun?
Hey, man, can I borrow your real gun?
Yeah, sure thing.
Thank you. Give me all the money in the register!
Okay, please, don't shoot, I have a family!
Yeah, that's more like it.
Okay, here you go.
What is this?
Well, business at the gas station has been slow lately.
Alright, well, I'm gonna go shopping, and you stay right there!
Okay. Hey,
can I have my gun back?
Oh, sure, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm gonna buy cases of water so I can poison them! Let's see, how much money do I have? $20, $30, $45. Hey! How much is a case of water?
$7.99.
Damn! $7.99? For that price, you're robbing me! Let's see, $7.99 a case. I have $45. That means I can get 5 cases.
Yeah.
Hold on, I have 4 more.
That's okay, take your time. Yeah. That's a lot of water.
Damn, this is heavy. Yeah. I'm very thirsty.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. You guys don't want to help, huh?
Nope.
Get a gun.
Okay, how much?
Oh, let me see. That'll be $39.95.
Here.
All right, thank you.
Now give me the money that he just gave you.
Oh, darn it, there you go.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I could have done that the whole time. I could have bought so much more water.
Have a nice day.
Finally, my plan to take over the world is almost complete. Now all I have to do is finish poisoning all these water bottles and then hand them out to hurricane relief victims. And some for you. And some for you. And some for you.
What is he talking to? Yes.
And
hey, stop it.
Oh no, the police! Well, you're too late. I've already started poisoning the world's water supply.
Okay, 5 cases of water is not the world's water supply.
Yeah, well, it's going to be once I save up more money and buy more water.
Why don't you just steal the water? You know, you being evil and all.
Stealing water? Well, I mean, that's just plain wrong!
You're trying to poison people. That seems pretty mean.
So?
How do you even know if that piss is poisonous?
Oh, you don't believe that this is poison. Well, allow me to prove it to you. Is that enough poison for you, huh? Is it poison?
Wow, that was really easy. Well, I did it. I killed him.
Wow, you're really good at your job.
Thank you. You know, not enough people tell me that.
Oh, what is going on?
Wakey, wakey, sleepyhead. You missed the whole video.
Really? What happened?
Oh, nothing much. Just Jeffy got cloned. His clone turned out to be evil, and he tried to take over the world by poisoning the world's water supply.
Wait, really?
Yeah, but don't worry. His clone is,
dead?
No. He's for sale on smlmerch.com. Link in the description. Yeah. The Lithibates Catus Bionis goes...
Hey!
Baby, did you see the tiger?
What?
There was a tiger right there. You guys see the tiger, right?
What are you smoking, Daddy?
But there was a Tony. The tiger was right there.
Lay off the LSD. I ain't see anything.
Did you see it?
The Frosted Flakes dude?
Yeah, the Frosted Flakes, the tiger, he was right there. He was
What?
Come on, Jeffy, you saw it.
I didn't see anything.
Well,
are you
Jeffy,
okay?
Yeah, I'm okay, Jeffy, go do something productive. Go take out the trash.
All right, Daddy, come on, your trash. I'm going to take it out.
Actually, take out the trash.
All right, buddy.
Do that. You'll do something. Do something. I'm losing my mind.
I found some lunch. McDonald's.
Old stinky trash bag dick. Smells like shit and shit. Kobe! Fuck. Well, the trash man can get it. That's what he gets paid to do. Oh, what's this? A stinky jacket? I bet I'll look cool as tits wearing this.
Cheeseburger. Yummy. That was yummy. Wait, where'd my jacket go?
Hey, Stinky!
Me?
Yeah, you. I don't mind you eating trash out of the trash can, but you don't have to throw trash bags out in the middle of the road. It makes my job harder, and I know you don't know what that's like, but I don't appreciate it.
It wasn't me. And you got me on the counter. It wasn't me. And you got me on the door. It wasn't me. Shaggy.
Yeah, right. But go, shoo, scram, get out of here!
Baby, did you fart?
No, Marvin, girls don't do that.
Well, I smell fart, shit, and piss.
Right here.
Jeffy, did you take out the trash?
Your feeble skills are no match for the power of the dark side.
Where'd you get this stupid jacket from? It smells like ass.
I found it in the trash.
Ew, Jeffy, take that off. You need to get rid of it.
Yeah, Jeff, you need to wash it. It stinks.
Well, my asshole stinks and I don't wash that.
You're supposed to wash it.
Well, let me tell you this, Danny. If I take a bar of soap and I stick it between my ass and then I rub my body with it, I'm just rubbing my own ass all over my body, and I don't want to do that.
Well, wash your butt last.
Well, then check this out. The next time I go take a shower, I'm going to have to grab that bar of soap that was in my ass the last time I took a shower, and I'm still rubbing ass all over my body.
Okay, I have a bar of soap just for ass. I don't know, Jeffy. It's so stupid. Listen, just take the jacket off because it smells bad. You're making the room stink, and if you're not going to take it off, go to another room.
Okay. I guess I'll just go to another room. I can tell when I'm not wanted.
Oh, my God. Do you rub your ass with the soap and then your body?
I don't feel comfortable having that conversation with you.
How are you supposed to wash your ass now?
Washcloth?
Okay, guys, are you ready for the ultimate trick shot? You're going to shoot the basketball into the ceiling fan. It's going to bounce off the blade, bounce off the wall, and then go into the hoop.
Sounds pretty tough, Junior.
Sounds impossible, dude.
It sounds impossible. We're going to get on the first try.
Junior, what the hell are you guys doing up here?
We're trying for the ultimate trick shot, Chef. We're trying to be like Dude Perfect. We're going to shoot the basketball into the ceiling fan. It's going to bounce off the blade, bounce off the wall, and then go into the hoop.
No, the hell you're not. Your dumbass is going to break something. And in second off, the chances of you actually making it is impossible. But you know what? If you actually make it, I'll buy you dumbasses some pizza.
You'll buy us some pizza?
Sounds pretty cheesy, Junior.
Sounds really cheesy.
What is that smell?
That'd be me. What are you guys doing?
We're trying the ultimate trick shot, Jeffy. We're trying to shoot this basketball into the ceiling fan. It's going to bounce off the blade, bounce off the wall, and then go into the hoop. And if we get on the first try, Jeffy will buy us some pizza.
Oh, give me shit.
No way! He fucking did it! He fucking did it!
Suck tits and order pizza!
Yeah, order that pizza!
No way in fucking hell! You know what? Fine, I ordered the damn pizza.
He actually did it, Jeffy! How did you make that shot the first try?
Probably my stinky jacket.
Ugh, I don't get smells like ass.
Yeah.
Oh, man, Jeffy, I cannot believe you got on the first try. I'll never get over that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I ordered you one single pepperoni pizza.
What? No cheese sticks?
No, no damn cheese sticks. I didn't say I was ordering cheese sticks.
Well, what kind of pizza party doesn't have cheese sticks?
You need cheese sticks.
It's not a freaking pizza party. I told you I was only ordering pizza, okay? So only pizza. Here's the $20 for when the pizza man gets here. Open the damn door for when he gets here.
Oh, my God. One pepperoni pizza. That's so lame.
Oh, right?
That must be him. Come on, guys, let's answer the door. Hello?
Hey there, I got four pizzas and some cheese sticks for you.
Four pizzas? Chef Evie said he only ordered one pepperoni.
Oh, no, I got two pepperoni, two supreme, and some cheese sticks.
How much is all this going to cost?
$70.
$70? All Chef Evie did was give me a $20 bill.
Oh, sorry, kids, that sucks, but I can't just give away free pizza. That'd be crazy.
Aw, I wish I had all the pizza.
You know what? It is my last shift of the night, and I'm feeling pretty generous. You guys should just take the pizza.
Wait, really?
Yeah, you can go ahead and have it.
Do you at least want the $20?
Oh, yeah, I'll take that for the tip.
Oh, I wish I had $20.
Ugh, you know what? You smell like you need this money more than I do. Use that to buy yourself some soap.
Really? Thanks, mister!
Oh my God, guys! We just got free pizzas and cheese sticks, and we gotta keep our money! This is the luckiest day ever!
Woo! Cheese sticks!
Oh, dude, I'm about to go crazy on this pizza.
I'm so happy. It's the happiest day of my life. Look at all this pizza!
I know!
Oh, Jeffy, open that box. What kind of pizza is that?
Oh my God! No flippity-flopping way, Junior!
Well, what's going on?
Jeffy got the golden slice of pizza!
What does that mean?
Junior, didn't you hear? Papa John had to give away his factory because he said the N-word during a business meeting, so if you find the golden slice of pizza, you get to go to the Papa John's factory, and you might even be able to take it over!
Oh my God, Jeffy! He said that's you! You get to do that! You're the one who found it!
Well, what do I do with it?
Run home, Jeffy! Run home as fast as you can!
Okay!
Marvin, pick a card, any card!
I don't want to do a dumb magic trick, baby.
Marvin, it's not a dumb magic trick. I'm trying to be a magician.
Dang, dang, dang! Look! I got the golden slice of pizza! So now I get to go to Papa John's house and say the N-word with him!
What?
Marvin, you didn't hear that Papa John's was giving away a golden slice of pizza? And if you find it, you get to go to the factory.
Is that spray paint?
Yup. And dang, look! I also got $20!
How'd you get $20?
The pizza man gave it to me.
No, he did not. Pizza man don't give you money, they give you pizza. Not money, you give them money for pizza.
No, he gave it to me because of my lucky jacket!
That jacket is not lucky, it's smelly and you need to throw it away because it's gross.
No, Daddy, it's been lucky all day. I got the golden slice of pizza, I made a trick shot, and also I got $20.
Jeffy, I have an idea. Let's see if you're really lucky. I'm going to pick a random card and you guess what it is.
Nine of clubs.
Oh my God, Marvin, he got it right. Jeffy, how did you know?
I'm telling you, it's my lucky stinky jacket.
Okay, listen, that was just a lucky guess. It doesn't mean you're lucky. It was just, that was a one in, what's the odds?
52 factorial.
Whatever. Listen, make him guess another one.
Okay, Jeffy, what about this one right here?
Five of hearts.
Oh, my God, he got it right!
Okay, that is it. Okay, those are two lucky guesses, and anyone could do that. I mean, you go do it to a bunch of people, enough people would guess it right after twice. Okay, listen. That your jacket's not lucky, okay? These are all just coincidences.
No, my jacket is lucky. We should take the $20 and go to the casino.
I mean, this is all the money we have, Jeffy. We had no money, and the reason I took it from you is because we need money for food.
Marvin, you have food right there. It's only $20. Just take it and go.
Come on, Daddy.
Okay, fine. We'll go to the casino. Oh, man, Jeffy, I'm so nervous.
Don't be nervous, Daddy. This jacket's lucky as fuck.
But, Jeffy, all we have is $20 for the rest of the month. If we lose this money, we can't eat.
Put that shit on black, Daddy, like the long-term matter.
Okay.
No more bits!
Oh, Jeffy, this was a mistake. We're going to lose all our money.
We're not going to lose, Daddy.
24 black.
24 black?
Daddy, we won!
We won?
His
here's your $20.
Oh, my God, we just doubled our money.
Let it ride.
No, we're not letting it ride. We're going home.
Let it ride.
We doubled our money. We're going home.
Let it ride. Let it ride.
No, we're not letting it ride. I'm taking my money.
Too late, no more bets.
Oh, my God.
Dave, if we win, it'll be 80.
If we lose, it'll be zero.
29 black.
29 black.
Here's your money.
Another round.
And I'm going to have to ask you gentlemen to leave.
Well, I didn't know the casino closed.
No, it's been black 30 times in a row. We're going to have to close the table to check the machine.
Danny, is this jacket stinky as shit or what?
Smell me. Shimmy! Look at all this cash!
Wow, Marvin, you must have done really well at the casino.
Yeah, we did, because we let it ride. Let that motherfucker ride!
Jeffy really is lucky.
Oh, yeah, he is. He's my little lucky stinker.
Yep.
All right, so get some sleep, Jeffy, because we have a busy day at the casino tomorrow.
Jeffy, speaking of being a stinker, do you want me to wash your jacket so it's nice and clean for you tomorrow?
Yeah, sure, Mommy. Oh, there you go. All right, Jeffy, rise and shine. It's 5 a.m. It's prime casino hours.
I'm awake.
All right, Jeffy. Why don't you have your jacket on? Put it on. Come on, hurry up.
Oh, it's on, Daddy.
Why would you ever take that off? That's the reason why we're making all this money. That's why we're making all this cash.
Beep.
Yeah, come on.
I see you gentlemen are back. The table's back up and running. We checked the machine and there's nothing wrong with it.
What'd you expect? Don't hit the play or hit the game. Shib.
So, what are you guys betting today?
All of it.
Oh, all of it. Are you betting it on black again?
What's it look like?
Shibby! All right, let it ride.
Let it ride. Let that motherfucker ride!
Oh,
let
it ride! Boss, let it ride!
That's right, 16 black!
No, 16 red, you lose!
What, red? Oh. He said red!
Oh, fuck!
What the fuck would he say? Right? Sorry, there's gotta be a mistake. You said the machine, that you had to check the machine, right? Are you sure it wasn't black?
No, we checked the machine and everything's working great! You just lost!
Then we bet on black and it should have been black. Jeez, what the fuck did you do?
I didn't do anything.
No, what the... Wait, why don't you smell like shit?
Mommy, wash my jacket.
Why the fuck would you let her do that?
Oh, we're sleeping.
If the jacket fucking could smell like shit, then why the fuck would you tell me they didn't get washed? Because then we lost a lot of goddamn money.
It's not my fault. I didn't do it.
Sorry. There's a mistake. Can we get a redo, please? Can we get a redo? That was a mistake. We were joking.
Well, do you have any more money to bet?
No, that was all our money. That was all that we had.
Then I'm going to have to ask you gentlemen to leave the table if you're not going to make any more bets.
Fucking kill me.
I can do it.
Your mommy
fucking
did it.
Mommy did it.
Come on.
Hey, Marvin, how's the casino?
Why does Jeffy smell like Downey?
That's rude. You cannot smell my syndrome.
Marvin, I washed his jacket so he wouldn't be so stinky.
Oh, I can't do this. Oh, I can't. I see why Chris Brown did it. I can't do this. I can't be with you. You washed the jacket. The only reason it was lucky is because it smelled like shit.
Marvin, that's ridiculous. There's no way.
Yeah, the smellier it was, the luckier he got because we just lost all our money. We lost it all.
Oh, no, Marvin. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, and I want a divorce.
What? Well, I get half.
Well, you know, half of nothing is more nothing.
I don't know. That necklace is awfully shiny, Marvin.
I got this from a Walmart gumball machine. This is not fucking real. I wanted more money to bet. We just lost it all because you washed his lucky fucking jacket. I can't believe you washed it. Why'd you have to wash it? I didn't care about this. Did you hear me complain about the smell ever again? When I had all that money, did I ever complain about the smell? I love the smell. I would have laid in the rest of my fucking life.
Marvin, what do you want from me?
I want my money back. I lost it all.
Well, Daddy, I can always shit in my pants and make it stinky again. Oh, I feel a whole lot of yuck coming out of my ass.
Why? Why me? I don't get it. I never understood. He understood. That's the longest fart I've ever fucking heard.
What you doing?
Sitting on the couch.
And?
Watching TV.
Do you know what today is?
Sunday.
Okay, Jeffy, do you know what today is?
Eeyore has a nail in his ass.
Yes, he does, Jeffy.
How does he poop?
I don't know, Jeffy.
Why don't you do that?
I don't know, Jeffy.
I'm gonna do that.
Okay, Marvin, do you know what's special about this Sunday?
The Minnesota Timberwolves are playing the Denver Nuggets.
I don't know what any of that means. Jeffy, do you know what's special about this Sunday?
If a girl sits on Pinocchio's face and he tells a lie, what will happen?
You guys, it's Mother's Day!
Oh, yeah, it is Mother's Day. Baby, I remembered that.
No, you didn't, Marvin. You didn't even wish me Happy Mother's Day.
Well, you're not my mom, so I don't have to say that to you.
Well, Marvin, come on. Jeffy, are you going to wish me Happy Mother's Day?
Eeyore has a nail in his ass.
Ugh, you guys forgot.
We did not forget. Jeffy made you something for Mother's Day.
He did?
I did?
Yeah, Jeffy, you did. So go to the kitchen and grab it.
Marvin. happened? Did Jeffy really make me something for Mother's Day?
He did. He's grabbing it right now.
I couldn't find it.
Jeffy, go grab what you made her for Mother's Day.
But I didn't make her anything.
I know. Go make her something really quick in the kitchen.
All right, I'm going to do that.
Yeah, go do it. He's grabbing it, baby. He just forgot. I told him where it was.
I'm going to make my mommy a cake for Mother's Day. I'm going to start with marshmallows. More marshmallows. Macaroni and cheese. Some syrup. All right, now I got to put it in the microwave. Start. Now we wait. It's okay if I stand this close to the microwave, because this is how I got so smart. Oh, I think it's done! Alright, it's done! And I wrote wow on it, because wow, that's a yummy cake. Alright, Mommy, I got your Mother's Day present. I made you a cake.
Oh, wow!
Glad you could read. I put wow on it because, wow, that's a yummy cake.
Or if you flip the cake around, it says Mom for Mother's Day.
Well, I'm not going to flip it around because that wasn't my intention.
Well, Jeffy, the cake looks delicious. What's in it?
Let me tell you, marshmallows, macaroni, syrup, yummy.
That does sound yummy, Jeffy. Thank you.
Eat it.
Okay. Nom, nom, nom. Delicious.
Eat all of it.
Well, Jeffy, I can't because I don't have a fork.
I'll go get you one.
Well, Jeffy, you know what? I'm actually kind of full already.
You know what? You see this shit? You see this shit? You're going to eat this shit, okay? Okay.
Baby, you're not going to actually eat that, are you?
I'll at least have a couple of bites, Marvin, for Jeffy.
He wants you to eat the whole thing.
I'm not going to eat the whole thing, Marvin.
I wouldn't eat any of it. It looks disgusting.
Well, you know what? At least he got me something for Mother's Day. What did you get me?
Well, I was thinking for Mother's Day, maybe you could give me a Blumpkin.
Ew, Marvin! No, that's disgusting!
Oh, come on. Just at least try it.
No, Marvin. I would never, ever, ever, ever in a million years ever try that. It's gross.
Wow! You said my cake is gross!
What, Jeffy? No, I wasn't talking about your cake.
Then what were you talking about?
I'm sorry, Jeffy. I can't tell you. It's too disgusting.
Because you were talking about my cake, you bitch!
No, I wasn't, Jeffy!
You're a bad mommy! You're not even my real mommy!
Jeffy, go to your room!
No, I hope you guys choke and die on my macaroni and marshmallow cake!
Because he didn't mean it. He was... Blumpkin maybe make you feel better.
I hate my mommy! She's not even my real mommy! I'm gonna jump out this window and run away and find a new mommy that'll like my marshmallow macaroni syrup cake! See you later, crappy mommy!
Baby, stop crying.
But Jeffy hates me. He said I'm not his real mom.
To be fair, you're not his real mom.
Marvin!
But hey, his real mom is dead. And you know the bad stuff his real mom did. You're way better than her.
I'm the worst stepmom ever.
No, he just wanted you to try his disgusting cake.
I should have.
Well, you were going to, but then you turned down the Blump. See, if you wouldn't have turned down my Blump offer, you wouldn't have said all that gross stuff and made him think you're talking about his cake.
But Marvin, it is gross. It's disgusting.
Hey, I wouldn't say that too loud. He'd probably think you're still talking about his cake.
Aww.
Listen, I'm going to go talk to Jeffy and let him know this is a big misunderstanding.
Thank you, Marvin.
Yeah, and if this works, you might want to reconsider the Blumperoni and cheese.
No.
Hey, Jeffy. Rose is very upset. She's upset that you called her a bad mom, and she's not a bad mom. She didn't say your cake was disgusting. She said that me asking for a Blumpkin was disgusting. You see, a Blumpkin's when you're using the bath... Jeffy? Jeffy! Don't do something! Jeffy! Jeffy! Oh, my God! He escaped! Well, not escaped. He ran away! Rose! Rose!
What?
Jeffy ran away out the window.
Oh, no, Marvin. Where would he go?
I don't know.
Marvin, we have to call the cops. It's not safe for him out there.
Why wouldn't outside be safe for Jeffy?
Marvin, he's 19 years old. He wears a diaper on the outside of his pants. He has a helmet on his head and a pencil in his nose.
You're right. He might think a stop sign is a giant popsicle. We have to call the cops.
Yes, call him real quick!
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yes, officer. Wait, where's the other cop?
He went out of town for Mother's Day.
Aw, he took his mom somewhere for Mother's Day?
No, he wanted to get as far away from his mom as possible. He hates her.
Oh, that's sad.
Well, between me and you, I love her. She gives me Blumpkins.
Ew!
Lucky.
Marvin!
Anyway, why'd you call me?
Oh, well, our son ran away.
Well, how long's he been missing?
About 5 minutes.
All right, well, 5 minutes. We usually don't look for anybody until they've been missing for 3 days.
Well, our son is very special. He has a strength of 10 men.
Oh, I got what you mean. All right, what's he look like?
Well, he has a blue helmet on his head, a pencil in his nose, and a yellow shirt.
Hold on, hold on. I got to do a police sketch of this. Let me go get my materials. All right, explain what he looks like.
Okay, he has a blue helmet on his head, he has a pencil in his nose, he wears jeans and a diaper over his jeans, he has his name on his shirt, which is yellow, he has blue eyes and buck teeth.
Is this your son?
That's a minion.
I know, but is it your son?
No, that's not my son.
Also, Jeffy's eyes are crooked.
All right, well, I can imagine that.
Okay, and imagine him being a human and looking nothing like a minion.
Well, you want me to throw this away?
Actually, can I keep it?
Sure, ma'am. Here you go.
Aw, thank you.
I accept tips.
Oh, here you go.
Thank you, ma'am. And I also do caricatures if you guys are interested in that.
Please!
No, we don't have time for that. We gotta find Jeffy.
Marvin, come on, please!
How long does it take?
About 15 minutes.
Oh, 15 minutes? We don't have 15 minutes, baby.
Marvin, it won't take too long.
Yeah, Marvin, it is Mother's Day.
Okay, fine. Hurry up.
All right.
New mommies, where are you?
There's a mommy over here, you.
Really?
Yeah, come a little closer.
I'm coming.
Come a little even closer.
I'm on my way.
Even closer.
Okay.
Come closer.
I'm coming.
You're almost there.
Here I am. What's going on?
Hey there, Jeffy.
Mommy?
You thought you could kill me, huh? Well, now I'm gonna kill you.
No! Daddy! Help me!
Oops, I moved.
Oh, no worries, ma'am. I'm not looking at you guys anymore. I'm actually done.
What is that?
It's you begging for a Blumpkin.
Ew!
That's actually very accurate.
Hey, why do I look so chunky?
Don't blame the artist. Blame yourself. And I'd probably lay off the breadsticks at Olive Garden.
But I like the breadsticks.
Anyway, that'll be $20.
Okay, here you go.
Thank you, ma'am.
You know, Marvin, actually, I kind of like it.
I like it, too. It's very accurate. I just wish it happened in real life. Anyway, let's go look for Jeffy, please.
Actually, I do magic tricks.
We don't have time for magic tricks.
But, Marvin, I want to see a magic trick.
We don't have time for it. We're not doing a magic trick.
Marvin, please.
Okay, fine. This is the last thing we're doing.
All right, pull my sleeve.
Whoa, Marvin, look. It just keeps going and going and going. It's stuck. Oh,
you almost got it.
Whoa.
There's still some more there.
This is awesome, Marvin.
Yeah.
Oh, it's stuck.
It's stuck.
In the air.
There you go. You got it. All right, that'll be $20.
Okay, the trick didn't even work all the way. It got stuck in your shirt over and over.
No, well, at least I can juggle.
No, we're not doing No juggling. Go find Jeffy, please.
All right, your son, the minion. Got it.
He's not a minion.
I'm gonna chop you up limb by limb.
I'd rather you just shoot me.
Nah, that's too quick. I wanna make you suffer for what you did to me. So, which arm do you like the most?
Somebody help me!
Don't wanna answer? Well, I'll just choose for you. Right on.
Hey, kid, you okay?
My mommy trying to kill me.
Well, maybe you should have appreciated your other mommy more.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Come on, Jeffy, wake up! Wake up, Jeffy!
Wake up, Jeffy, wake up!
Oh, what's going on?
Jeffy, you fell asleep and you left the microwave on for 30 minutes with marshmallows in it. You almost drowned the whole house in marshmallows because you forgot to make Rose a Mother's Day gift.
Marvin, don't yell at him because he forgot about Mother's Day.
Oh, great. Now she knows about it. Good going, Jeffy.
Danny, I had the weirdest dream. I had a dream that you were trying to get a Blumpkin. And then a police officer came and drew you trying to get a Blumpkin.
Jeffy, what the heck's a Blumpkin?
I'll explain when you're older. And then my dead mommy came back and tied me up and tried to kill me.
I don't care about your stupid, dumb dream, Jeffy. All I care about is that you forgot Mother's Day, so tell Rose Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Mommy. I love you so much, and you're the best mommy ever.
Thank you, Jeffy.
Now, eat it.
Jeffy, please don't make me eat that.
You see this shit? You're gonna eat this shit.
Get her a fork, Jeffy.
Oh.
All right, guys. You ready to go practice trick-or-treating?
I still don't understand why we need to practice trick-or-treating. We've been doing it for years without a problem.
Because, Cody, this is a dress rehearsal for Halloween. We make sure our costumes look good and make sure we say trick-or-treat right.
How do you say trick-or-treat wrong? You just say trick-or-treat and then they give you candy.
No, Cody, you have to say the whole thing. That's how you get more candy. You say trick-or-treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat.
And then the ref. If you don't, I don't care. I'll pull down your underwear.
I like that better.
No. We're not going to say that. We're not going to say, if you don't, I don't care. I'll pull down your underwear. Like, you're threatening to assault them? You're threatening to pull their underwear down? Who wrote that? Bill Cosby or Jared Fogle?
Well, that's just how it goes, Junior.
We're not saying that part. See, this is why we have this whole dress rehearsal. So we say it right, because if you say that, we're going to get arrested. All right, so I think we have the whole gang. We got Joseph as Scooby.
Ruh-roh, Reggie.
And we got Penelope as...
Daphne.
And we got Cody as...
Elma.
And then we got Fred.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm Shaggy. Wait, we're missing a character. We're missing Scrappy-Doo.
Oh, we don't have a Scrappy-Doo.
Oh, Chef Peavy would be a good Scrappy-Doo.
But we don't even have the costume.
I'm going to go ask him if he wants to be Scrappy-Doo.
But we don't have the whatever.
Come on, guys. He has to see our costumes.
Okay.
We'll make him want to do it. Hey, Chef Peavy.
No, not right now, Junior. I'm making fried fruit by the foot.
That sounds yummy.
Wait, you guys dressed like Courage the Cowardly Dog for Halloween? Wait, you're 4 days early, though.
No, we're not Courage the Cowardly Dog. I don't know what would make you even think that. I mean, I guess I could be Muriel and Junior could be Eustace Bags, but no, that's not what we're doing.
But Joseph is the dog!
No, we're Scooby-Doo.
Never heard of it.
Impossible. Everybody's heard of Scooby-Doo.
Well, I didn't, because I never had a TV growing up.
Well, I feel like it still would have gotten around somehow.
Well, and it missed me. It never got around. What do you guys want?
We want to know if you want to dress up like Scrappy-Doo.
Who?
Well, Scrappy-Doo is like a little Courage the Cowardly Dog who's also an asshole.
No, I want to be Clifford.
Oh, you've heard of him. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Who hasn't heard of Clifford the Big Red Dog, you idiot?
Okay, but we don't even have a Clifford costume or a Scrappy-Doo costume, so I don't even know why we're asking you.
Come on, guys. Let's go practice saying trick-or-treat.
Bothering me and my fruit fries.
It's good to be a billionaire. What the...
Charge, get in here!
Yes, sir.
Empty, more yummy.
Very well, sir.
Hurry, Ties, I'm parched like a pear tree.
Oh, come on.
Ties, your blindfold, put it on. I don't want your life to be too easy.
Oh, very well, sir.
You better not spill it. I swear to God, if you spill one drop on that counter, I'm going to beat your ass. You know what? I'm going to come watch.
Oh, where is it?
You better not spill it. That is Poppy Rosé 2007.
But, sir, I can't see.
Didn't you go to Butler School or some shit?
Well, they didn't teach me this in Butler School.
Well, they should have. Wasn't it on your resume that you were the best blindfolded wine pourer?
Sir, you just made that up.
No, I didn't. You better start pouring.
I just don't see under what circumstance anyone would ever need to blindfold themselves in order to pour wine.
This one. Now get to pouring.
Oh, very well, sir. Oh. I think I'm getting it, sir.
Look what you did.
There's no way. Well, I swear I was pouring it in the glass, sir.
Chives, I'm tired of you screwing around. Now get your ass out there in the yard and pick up the gardener shit.
The gardener defecates in the yard?
Yes, you know he's not allowed in the house, that old stinky fuck.
Oh, very well, sir.
Go! Quinceañera! Get in here! Mess time!
You call for me, Mr. Goodman?
Yes, mess time.
Oh, do you want me to get back on my knees?
No, that's yummy time. This is mess time. Clean it.
Oh, so do you want me to make a mess with my mouth?
No, take your hand and a napkin and rub over the table, oh, and clean up the fucking mess.
Oh, so you just want me to clean up this wine with this napkin?
CeCe's pizza. Yes, yes, pizza. Now I'm gonna go make sure Javier the gardener didn't leave his orange picking ladder under my fucking orange tree, or else he's going right back to Chihuahua, Mexico.
Okay.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! She didn't even clean up the mess! Back, Quinceañera! Back! You're fired! No more job! Bye-bye green card.
Sir, she's dead. She's been stabbed in the back.
And you know what that means, Chives? That means you're going to have to pick up the slack around here and start doing all her jobs. That means cleaning the house, giving me blumpkins.
Oh.
Give me thank you, Tom.
No, sir, anything but that. I really think we should just call the police.
Okay, you do that, and I'm going to go Google up some cities in Mexico where I can find a new one.
Oh, where's my phone? Oh, I got to call 911.
911, what's your emergency?
Please help! There's been a murder!
Oh, do you know who did it?
No, it just happened! I have no idea who could have done it!
Well, don't worry, because you're talking to a clue master. Let's see, it has to be Colonel Mustard in the study with the candlestick.
What? No, there's no Colonel Mustard here.
Okay, then it's definitely Professor Plum. It's always him.
What? Are you playing Clue?
Yeah, are you not playing Clue?
Sir, there is a dead body here! Someone has been murdered!
Oh, shit, for real? Okay, well then I'll be right there.
Thank you, please hurry. He's already here. Hello?
Trick or treat!
What?
I know Halloween's not till Thursday, but we wanted to practice saying trick or treat.
What? It's three fucking words, Jimmy.
I called the cops, though! There's been a murder!
A murder? You hear that, gang? We solve crimes. We're the mystery gang.
Yeah!
The mystery gang? Oh, you must mean forensics! Yes, come right in! The body's this way!
Body? Cody, do we go in?
No, Junior, we don't solve real crimes.
Well, but we're the mystery gang! Let's ask Scooby if we should go in. Hey, Scoob, should we go in?
Ruh-roh, Raggy!
Good idea, Scoob! Let's go!
What?
All right, the body's over here!
Zoink, Scoob!
Jinkies!
Yabba-dabba-doo!
That's the Flintstones.
Oh, my bad, dude.
Say it right.
Ruh-roh, Raggy!
Do you have any dog treats me and my dog can eat?
What? No!
Oh. Well, all right, gang, there's a dead body. What should we do?
I think we should split up and search for clues. Come on, Daphne.
Okay!
All right, guys. There's two clues here. A knife in this girl's back, and a body with a knife in it.
I think you can count those as one.
Well, look, we're gonna solve this murder. We're gonna find out what happened to her.
Junior, what the fuck are we doing here? We're supposed to be practicing for trick-or-treating, which is stupid anyway, because it's not even that hard.
It is kind of hard, guys. We've been trick-or-treating our entire lives, and not one time have I messed up saying trick-or-treat.
Then why do we need to practice?
Because there's some people who have a hard time saying trick-or-treat. Hey, Joseph, how do you say the words when you open the door on Halloween?
Oh, smell my feet, give me some money.
See, he just doesn't quite get it.
Okay, yeah, I understand that, but we're not gonna solve a murder, Junior.
But look, we're the Scooby Gang! We can solve murders just like they do in the show!
Okay, they're not called the Scooby Gang, and they don't solve murders. Usually it's just some goofy guy in a mask running around trying to scare people for insurance purposes or something.
What was that last part you just said?
For insurance purposes or something?
Hey, bald man! Does anyone, like, pull out, like, a life insurance policy on this woman before she died?
Well, Mr. Goodman did, but he does that for all of his servants.
We should speak to this Mr. Goodman guy and see where he was during the murders.
Well, he was with me in the backyard while I was picking up the gardener's shit.
Where was the gardener?
He was with me watching me pick up his shit.
Oh, I'm out of suspects. We should leave.
Yeah, I agree. We should go home and let the police handle this.
Wait, what did you just say?
I said we should let the police handle this.
Police? Please help me is what she said before she got murdered. I can hear it in my head.
No, you're not hearing it in your head. You're just thinking that because it sounds like please.
Wait a minute. I think I know who did this.
Okay, who did it?
Chef Pee-Pee.
What, how the fuck would Chef Pee-Pee do this?
Where was he at when she got murdered?
Probably your house, where he always is.
See, you always think he's at my house. See, we don't ever think he's anywhere else. So he could be here, stabbing her in the back when we least suspect
it. Why would it be him?
I don't know. Why wouldn't it be him? It literally could be anyone in the world.
Yes, it could be literally anyone in the entire world.
So we have to start interviewing everyone in the entire world.
Junior, we're never going to interview everyone in the world.
Not with that attitude. If you just stop talking and stop yapping, we can get and start talking to people.
Okay, well, let's go talk to Chef Pee-Pee.
All right, I think we should drag the body and show him the body.
Junior, why are we going to drag the body there?
Because if we show Chef Pee-Pee his victim's body, he's going to cry when he sees his victim. Like, if we go say, hey, Chef Pee-Pee, did you kill someone? He could lie to us. But if he sees the body right in front of him, he's going to cry because he can remember stabbing her in the back.
I think if you show anybody a dead body, they're going to freak out.
Listen, you just go find the other two, and me and Scooby are going to drag this body to our house.
Okay,
fine. Uh-oh. Come on, Scooby. She's slipping. She's slipping.
I got her, dude. I got her.
Grab the body. Grab the body.
I got her, dude.
What are you saying?
Ruh-roh, Raggy.
Yeah, that's right, Scooby.
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Oh, hey, cops. We are solving a murder.
Really? Because it looks like you guys might be doing a murder.
No. See, we're the Scooby gang, and I'm Shaggy. He's Scooby-Doo.
I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah, and so this guy called the Scooby gang to solve the murder.
No, he called the police, and I would know because I am the police.
Oh, well, listen, you don't have to do anything. We got it from here. We have a prime suspect.
Oh, well, who is it?
My chef, Chef Pee-Pee.
Oh, what clues have you found?
We found a knife in this woman's back, and she's dead.
Okay, and what about that says Chef Pee-Pee?
The kitchen knife.
Thank you, Scooby. What'd mm-hmm. you say?
Ruh-roh, kitchen knife.
Yeah, so the kitchen knife. My chef is in the kitchen, and he uses kitchen knives. So maybe he came over here and stabbed her with the kitchen knife.
Okay, but we're nowhere near his house.
Yeah, see, that's what makes him a prime suspect, because no one would suspect it's him. And he just probably came over here and did this real quick.
Okay, look, I don't feel like arresting all of you and doing all that paperwork, so I'm going to let this play out, because I have a feeling you guys are just going to call me later.
Yeah, he realized we're better than him.
Totally.
All right, come on, the body slipping, the body slipping.
Oh, Jesus, slippery one.
Oh, my God, Fred, I think I found a clue.
Oh, my God, where?
It's right there, it's a mask.
Oh, my God, you found a clue, yay! Yeah!
Hey, guys, Shaggy and Scoob are dragging the body back to Shaggy's house.
Hey, Velma, look, I found a clue!
Yeah, she totally found a clue!
Oh, wow, good job, guys.
No, say the thing.
Yeah, say the thing.
Jinkies, a clue.
This damsel's distressed.
Okay, but guys, seriously, can we cut the shit? Somebody's actually dead, and Junior's dragging the body back to his house, so grab that. I think it might be important.
Okay.
What am I doing wrong?
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee.
No, not right now, Junior. I'm trying to fry this broom out of foot, but it keeps melting.
Have you tried putting batter on it?
Okay. I'll try that next time.
Chef Pee-Pee, do you know this woman?
Why did you bring a dead woman in here, Junior?
How do you know she's dead?
Because she has a knife in her back, you dumbass.
I never pointed out the knife. How do you know there's a knife in her back? How do you know that's how she died?
Context clues. I can see with my own eyes. Duh.
Chef Pee-Pee, what have you been doing tonight?
Frying fruit by the foot. Did you not hear me? Are your ears not working?
And you've been getting mad at that fruit by the foot, right?
Yes.
Like, really mad?
Yes, frustrated.
And maybe you want to take that frustration out on a woman's back with a knife?
Not really. I don't even know this lady.
Oh, okay, so you don't know this lady. How do you know she's a lady? How do you know she doesn't identify as a lady? How do you know she doesn't identify as a man?
Because I...
How do you know her pronouns?
I don't know her like that. I'm just assuming.
Oh, wow. And what happens when you assume? You make an ass out of you and me.
Damn, you're right.
And what does asses do? Shit. And you're talking a lot of shit right now, Chef Pee Pee.
What do you want from me, Junior?
Did you kill this woman or not?
No, I didn't kill that damn woman!
You swear to God?
I swear to Moses, anybody!
Moses, he didn't swear to God, but he would swear to Moses.
Well, bro, what do you want from me, Junior?
You just, for some reason, you can't swear to God, but you'll swear to me.
I swear to God, okay? Does that make you feel better?
Hey, Junior, they found this mask. It might belong to the killer.
That mask is way too big to fit my small face. Oh, couldn't be me.
Yeah, he's right. This mask would never fit him.
Oh, I guess we have to look for other suspects. Wait a minute.
What now?
When we came to ask you if you wanted to be Scrappy-Doo and you thought we were Courage the Cowardly Dog, which is no way close to what we are, I think I saw that mask behind you.
What? No, you didn't. What are you talking about?
Wait, Junior, look right here. It says property of Chef Pee-Pee.
Stop gasping. You know what? Fine. I did it. I did that shit. I killed that bitch.
Zoink.
Jinkies.
Let's split up, gang.
But why?
Scooby Snacks.
What?
Look, I killed her because I hate working here, and I want to work for Mr. Goodman, and she stole my job.
So I said, if I could sneak up and stab her in the back while she's working and cleaning up, oh, she could die, and it would be a job opening available, and I could steal all the jobs. It would be mine, and I could have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for you, Curse the Cowardly Dog.
Nope, not even fucking close. You had one line, and you messed it up.
Yeah, Chef, you're supposed to say... If it wasn't for you meddling kids.
Meddling kids, yeah.
I told you I didn't watch the damn show!
You're gonna go to jail for killing someone. You swore to God also, that's fucked up.
This mac and cheese looks good, but I want to make it a little spicy. Good thing I went online and ordered some Colombian paprika. Ooh, come in with your delicious looking ass. I know this gonna be good. Pop that off and get the pouring. I didn't know paprika was this green though. It's gonna be delicious. Oh man, that looks so delicious. Who can cook better than Pee-Pee? Nobody can. Oh, Junior, you stupid brat friends, your mac and cheese is ready.
Oh man, guys, I can't wait to eat mac and cheese. What is this?
Green mac and cheese?
I think it's green beans.
I don't like my green beans better.
That's a bad Jeffy impression, Joseph.
I know.
Chef Pee-Pee, you said you made us mac and cheese, not green beans. It's not green beans, stupid. It's mac and cheese with Colombian paprika in it.
Paprika isn't green.
Green mac and cheese? That's so cool.
Yeah, dude, who cares? Maybe it's good for you.
Yeah, maybe since it's green like a vegetable, it'll actually be good for us. Let's eat it, guys.
I don't feel good.
That was some pretty shit mac and cheese, Junior.
Yeah, I don't think Chef Pee-Pee should use paprika next time.
I don't think that was paprika.
Oh, dude, I got the bubble guts. Oh, my stomach. I gotta poop.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, no, me three.
feel good. I'm gonna go lay down on the couch.
Me too. Guys? Guys, come back! I can't move!
What's wrong, Joseph?
Dude, I can't move my arms or my legs! Am I paralyzed? Oh, dude, I'm paralyzed!
Hold on, I'll just drag you. Whoa, Joseph, what the fuck?
What the hell's wrong with my arms?
Why are you stretchy?
I don't know, dude!
Come on, I'll just drag you. Junior, you gotta see this shit. Joseph's all stretchy.
What?
Whoa, Junior, you're green.
I'm green?
Yeah, you look like the Incredible Hulk or the Jolly Green Giant or something.
Dude, that's cool as hell and all, but I'm over here paralyzed and stretchy.
Yeah, look, he's stretchy.
But why is he so stretchy?
I don't know, but am I gonna be paralyzed forever?
Yeah, I think so, Joseph.
Oh, no!
Relax, I'm just pulling your leg.
That was a good-ass joke, dude, with your lame ass.
Well, wait a minute. Guys, do you think there's a possibility that we have superpowers? Three of us?
Yeah, I think we have superpowers three of us.
All three of us might have superpowers because Joseph's stretchy and paralyzed, and I'm just green, that's all I am.
Well, maybe if you get really mad, you, like, turn into the Incredible Hulk.
Oh, make me mad.
Well, you're an idiot and your bib looks stupid.
That's dumb. That's not gonna make me mad, Cody.
You ain't got no mama.
Okay, wait a minute. I ain't got no mama. Mm-hmm. You ain't got no mama. You ain't got no daddy. You wear a stupid basketball shirt. You'll never make the NBA, especially since you're paralyzed now. And you're a broke boy. Am I the Incredible Hulk?
No, you're just mean. You're just a big green meanie.
Just hurt my feelings. If I could walk, I'd just run away.
Okay, wait a minute. So you're just telling me my superpower is just being green?
Yeah, maybe you could get a job as a background character for movies being a green screen.
Well, you don't even have a power, Cody. What's your power?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what my power is.
You don't have a power. He doesn't have a power. He doesn't have a power. You don't got a power. Look at him. Look, he ran away. He couldn't handle that. He didn't have a power.
I would run away if I didn't have power.
Yeah.
What are you guys talking about? I'm right here.
Cody, where you at?
Where's lame ass at?
I'm right in front of you guys.
You're behind the couch, aren't you?
He's trying to hide.
Guys, I'm right here.
Wait. Cody, are you invisible?
Wait a minute. I'm invisible?
No way he got a power like that and I'm over here paralyzed as hell.
Wait, that means you guys can't see me.
Where you at, Cody? Wait, what are you doing to my shorts?
Let me see it, Junior. Is it green? Did it get bigger?
Get off me, Cody!
Wait, dude, what, I feel something. What is it?
Guys, Joseph's balls are so stretchy.
Get him off me.
Get off of him, Cody.
Don't touch me, Junior.
Well, you don't touch us.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, guys, we have to be serious. Look, we ate that green mac and cheese. Joseph is stretchy and paralyzed. Mm-hmm. I'm just green. And Cody, you're invisible. Right, Cody? Cody? Where'd he go?
I don't know. I'm paralyzed.
Cody? Where'd you go, Cody? Cody!
Oh, man. Now I gotta clean up this mess? God.
Ooh.
Wait. What was that?
Chef Pee-Pee.
Wait, is that a ghost? Oh, no!
Chef Pee-Pee, it's me.
Oh, wait, let go of me! Let my ass go! Is that you? Stop it, please! I thought you were dead!
No, it's me, the ghost of Michael Jackson.
Whoa, wait, Michael Jackson? The Michael Jackson in my kitchen? Pee-Pee's kitchen? No way.
Oh, I thought you'd be at a kid's house or something.
Well, I can just kind of come and go wherever I want.
Oh, that's pretty hard. But wait, prove it. You're not Michael Jackson.
Billie Jean is not my lover.
Oh, man, that's really Mike really in my kitchen. Oh, he knows how to sing a song.
Yeah, it's really me.
Wait. Hey, I got a question. Are you black or white Michael Jackson in heaven?
Up here, I can be whichever one I want. I switch back and forth.
Ooh, that's pretty hard. You got skills, my nigga, okay?
Yeah, well, I'm here for a reason, Chef Pee-Pee. You want to get into heaven, right?
Yeah.
I need you to bend over.
Wait, what? What the hell are you talking about, Mike? You wildin', my boy.
Well, you know all that stuff about me diddling people?
Yeah, I heard about it.
Yeah, well, all of that was true. I honestly don't know how they even let me into heaven. But me and God are really tight because he's a big Thriller fan. So he lets me decide who gets into heaven. So I need you to bend over.
Oh, Mike, come on, Mike.
I mean, usually I, beat it, but, nothing beats the real thing, right? So, I really need this.
Damn, Mike. I don't know, Mike. Look, you a ghost and all, so maybe I won't feel it or anything like that.
No, you're gonna feel it.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Mike. Look, you're Michael Jackson, so I understand. You know, you're famous and all, and you're a ghost, and I want to get into heaven, so... Only for heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Cody, where did you go?
Hey, Junior.
But Cody, where did you go?
I just went downstairs for a piece of ass. I mean, cake. Cake.
I didn't know Chef Phoebe had cake in the kitchen.
Oh, Chef Phoebe's got a lot of cake. Fudge.
Well, I want a piece of the cake.
I don't think he's gonna give it to you. Not unless you're like Michael Jackson or some shit.
But, What?
I don't know, Junior, but I'm telling you, this is the best superpower I've ever had. A little bit better than when I could transform into things.
Well, listen, Cody, this is a serious problem. We gotta figure out what's going on. So turn visible and get back on the couch.
Okay.
All right, guys, we gotta find a way to fix this.
Fix this? I'm having the time of my life over here.
Glad you're having a blast, dude, while I'm over here planking all day.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Cody, you're the only one... Wait, why are you shirtless?
Oh, well, being invisible makes you really hot, and I was getting overheated. I don't even know why I took my shirt off. Chef Pee-Pee couldn't even see my abs.
What?
I mean, when I was eating cake. And I was eating cake from behind.
Well, listen, I think we need to call a doctor, because look at Joseph. He has no bones, and if he had bones, then his stretches would actually be... Cody, where'd you go?
No, don't worry. I'm here.
Cody, why'd you turn invisible?
Don't worry about it. It's fun to be invisible. Just keep talking.
Okay.
What the fuck?
Cody, put it away.
Okay.
Listen, Joseph, if Joseph actually could move, his stretchiness would be a really cool power.
I know.
And me being green, I have to be more than just green.
Right?
So I think if we call a doctor, maybe he can fix the little tiny things that are wrong with us. Like what's wrong with your head, right, Cody?
What are you talking about?
There's something mentally wrong with you because you're using your invisible for bad.
Oh, okay.
Listen, I'm going to call a doctor. You stay right here, okay, Cody?
Okay, I'm staying right here.
Okay.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor? You're green.
Yeah, doctor, me and my two friends need help.
Wait, two friends? I only see one. Ooh, what the hell was that? It's me, the ghost of Macho Man Randy Savage. Macho Man, you are my childhood hero. Yeah, well, Macho Man needs you to bend over and give me them ass cheeks. But why, Macho Man? Well, you want to get into heaven, don't you? Well, yeah, of course I do. Then I get you for 3 minutes. 3 minutes of playtime. I'm going to give you the cream of my crop. Okay, Mr. Randy Savage.
Cody, knock it off.
Yeah, chill out, dude.
What, Cody?
Yeah, our friend Cody's invisible.
Sorry about that. I had to try. Well, I understand I do have a dumpy, but still, using Macho Man just to get some ass is pretty low.
Listen, doctor, me and my two friends, we ate green mac and cheese, and now we all have superpowers.
Well, he's invisible, but what are your powers?
Well, Joseph,
he's... I'm a vegetable.
Well, listen, he's really stretchy. Stretch his arm.
Oh, let me see. Whoa, that's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Well, what's your power?
Oh, me? I'm,
He's green, so he's useless.
I'm green.
Being green is not a power.
Well, it is a power. Look, it always happens this way. I start off with a really lame power, and then at the end, I have the coolest power of them all.
Well, what's your cool power?
I don't know yet. That's why you're here, because we were seeing if you could possibly give Joseph bones so he could walk around and be stretchy.
I can't just give him bones.
Well, can you please give me a wheelchair or something, nigga? Damn.
No. Wheelchairs are expensive.
Well, can you do a blood test and find out what superpower I have?
There's no blood test for superpowers. Your friend's invisible. I'm assuming you guys have powers.
So then what should we do, doctor?
Well, if I was you guys, I'd go fight crime.
Fight crime? You want to fight crime, Joseph?
How am I supposed to fight crime and I can't move, dude?
Cody, you want to fight crime? Cody? Come on, Cody, where'd you go?
I'm just kidding. I'm right here, guys.
Oh, thank God. You think we should fight crime, Cody?
Yeah, let's go lick some bad guy ass.
What?
Kick some bad guy ass.
Okay.
All right, let's go kick some butt.
Who's gonna, like, drag me there or something?
Oh, I got you, buddy.
Okay, finally.
Oh! La 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 la, just walking outside alone with my purse with lots of money in it.
Hey, give me your purse!
Ah, no, don't take my purse!
I'm taking it!
Unhand her, fiend.
And who are you supposed to be?
Yeah.
I'm Green Man.
Okay, and what are your powers?
I call my friends for help. Cody, throw Joseph at him!
Okay.
He was supposed to hit you.
Well, he didn't. So what are you going to do now, you booger?
Ooh.
Oh, what is that? Is that a ghost?
It's me, the ghost of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Give her her purse back or I'm going to terminate your ass cheeks.
Oh, no. What is he doing to me?
Give her her purse back.
There you go. You can have it. Make him stop, please.
You guys are fucking weird.
Cody, please stop.
I'm almost dead. Hold on.
Make him stop.
Joseph, your foot fell off.
I know, dude. You yanked too hard.
Okay. Well, guys, we saved that lady's purse.
I saved that lady's purse. Arnold Schwarzenegger isn't even dead. I can't believe that guy just bent over.
I don't think he willingly bent over, Cody.
Okay, well, maybe you're right. But he was a bad guy, so it's only fair. You know, an eye for an eye or a hole for a hole.
Cody, you need to start using your powers for good.
Oh, it was good. It was real fucking good.
No, Cody, like, I mean, you should start doing good deeds with your invisible powers.
Okay, like what?
You could help old ladies carry their groceries.
Okay, and when some old lady sees her groceries, Gantry's floating next to her that's gonna scare the shit out of her.
Okay, you could walk around Walmart like a secret shopper and make sure people aren't stealing.
A secret shopper? Okay, I'll just go to Walmart and walk around and do the same job as a security camera.
Okay, you could ride on airplanes and, like, people can't see you so you can see if they're gonna try to hijack the plane.
That's called an air marshal and it already exists. And it's actually probably better that they are visible because it scares people into not doing that.
Okay, well, you could ride around in taxis in New York City and make sure they're not overcharging people for rides.
Junior, face it. The only thing you can do with invisibility powers is bad shit. Like, I could rob banks. I could go anywhere I want in the entire world. I could go after the president if I wanted to.
Okay, I'm not gonna let you kill the president.
I never said anything about killing him. You know what I'm gonna do to him.
Well, I can't let you do that.
What is this stance you're doing?
It's the I'm about to kick your ass stance.
Okay, well then do it then, green boy.
Oh, you're not gonna like this.
What is that? What are you doing?
I was hoping I had, like, Spider-Man webs.
Well, you don't.
Okay, how about this?
Now what are you doing?
I was hoping a bunch of bumblebees would fly out of my mouth.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, how about...
Oh, is that laser eyes? We already did laser eyes.
You're right. Ooh, how about this?
Is that the stanky leg?
No, I'm trying.
Dude, it's hard watching you from here.
Hold on, you're about to see my power.
What? Why are you jumping?
I was hoping I had, like, super leapfrog.
Super leapfrog?
Like I could jump like a frog, hiding super high.
Could have said that the first time.
Listen, I'm trying to find my powers. Look, I'm like Deadpool. My powers are gonna mutate, and you guys are gonna be so jealous.
Face it, Junior. You're just a miserable little no mama, no powers having ass bitch.
You take that back.
No, it's true, Junior. Whenever Jeffy came around, you were old hat. Nobody cared about Junior videos anymore. Just look at the views on those Jeffy videos.
That's it, Cody. You took it too far. You think my video views are bad? What about Cody videos? What about Ken videos? Nobody even gives a shit about Ken and whatever happened to Timmy. Remember that? Nobody gave a fuck about that. You want to talk about my views? You want to talk about Timmy? We were doing just fine. We would have gotten sued, but Timmy would never got killed long. That was Timmy!
Yeah! It's me!
Oh, it's so gross.
Ow, God, it burns.
Oh, it's
everywhere.
All in my mouth.
So bad.
Yeah, dude, I'm in so much pain.
Oh, Junior, you're not green anymore.
I'm not?
No, you exploded and your slime went all over me. Or was that just a dream I had last night? Anyway, now I'm in the mood for some more ass cheeks. I'm gonna turn invisible and go see Chef Pee-Pee again. I love being invisible.
You see that, Joseph? He didn't turn invisible.
Dude, I can walk again. You see this?
Wait, are you still stretchy?
I don't know, dude. Ow! You're yanking my arm! It hurts!
Oh, I thought you were stretched, but guys, that means we all lost our superpowers! Three of us lost our superpowers!
Dude, you didn't have a superpower.
Well, I mean, I was green, and you saw me explode at the end. I had slime. I could blow up and be, like, slimy, but I guess it only happens once.
That was a waste of a power, dude.
Yeah, I always get the lame powers.
Who's going to heaven? I'm going to heaven. Who's going to heaven? I'm going to heaven. Guaranteed.
Oh, come on, Michael. Come on, Mr. Jackson. Not anymore.
Yes, Michael Jackson wants more.
I'm already guaranteed to go to heaven, though.
Yeah, but I'm not done yet.
Oh, look, be gentle this time, Mike. Wait. Cody, what the hell?
I'm not Cody. I'm Michael Jackson.
Cody, what the hell are you talking about? You are right here. I can see you.
You can see me?
Yes, I can see you. I have eyes.
Oh, well, nice tattoo of Krunk from Emperor's New Groove on your butt, by the way.
How the hell do you know about that?
Michael Jackson told me.
Oh, Cody's so damn weird. Wait, what the hell does this say? Caution? Hazardous material? Wait, this isn't my paprika. Who the hell got my paprika?
At last, my nuclear reactor is almost complete. Now, for the final ingredient, the plutonium. Here it is. But paprika? This is not plutonium. Who has my plutonium? No!
Should put that on the refrigerator.
No, we're not putting that on the refrigerator. Jeffy, that's a dumb drawing. I'm not a balloon. I can never be a balloon.
Why are you trying to be creative?
I'm not a balloon, Jeffy.
Marvin, stop being so mean to Jeffy.
It's okay, Bobby. I'm just going to try my hardest not to cry.
Go to your room, Jeffy.
Marvin, how could you be so mean to him?
I'm not a balloon. Listen, I'm just gonna calm down. Let's just turn on the news to distract me.
Breaking news, UK. I'm here on scene with Super D, a hero who's just saved a woman from the burning building behind me. So tell me, Super D, how did you do it?
Well, I was on a Tinder date with this girl, and she wasn't really feeling me. So when she wasn't looking, I used my laser eyes to set her house on fire. So then I saved her from the fire, and now she's way into me, and she thinks I'm a hero.
A truly amazing hero. So tell me, why did you save the woman's life?
Well, I thought if I saved her life, she'd be eternally grateful for me and want to bang me. And honestly, I think it's gonna work.
Incredible. The world needs more heroes like you.
Yeah, if you don't mind, I gotta go reap the benefits of this.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, wow! Super D saved that girl! You know, we haven't heard from Super D in a while.
And let's hope we never do.
What's your problem, Marvin?
I'm just tired of hearing about your ex-boyfriends all the time. Like, imagine you had to hear about my ex-girlfriends all the time. What, you don't believe I have ex-girlfriends? Because I do.
Okay, Marvin.
And they're super hot.
Yeah, I bet, Marvin.
With big boobies.
Yeah, the biggest boobies.
And they're super hot and freaks.
Yeah, I bet they were, especially with that hairline.
I'm missing my hair because how freaky they were. Oh, they would pull my hair.
Yeah, freaky.
Yeah, so I settled down with you. I have like 30 ex-girlfriends that are hot.
30?
They are hot, super hot, hotter than you.
Okay, Marvin. Well, if that were true, then you wouldn't be so worried about my ex-boyfriends.
I'm not worried about your ex-boyfriends. I'm worried about you seeing my ex-girlfriends because they're so hot.
Yeah. All right, Marvin.
Oh, look, there's someone at the door. Okay. It's probably one of my girlfriends.
Oh, you better go get the door then.
Don't be mad when I answer it. She's naked. Hello?
Hey there.
It's Rose here.
Super D. Super Big D. What are you doing here?
Rose is in danger.
And we have to save her.
What kind of danger?
We don't have time to explain. Is she here?
Yeah, where is Rose?
She's not here. She just went to the store, I think.
Oh, let me use my super smell to see if she's in the vicinity. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's here. I'll never forget that smell. She's upstairs.
Let's go get her.
Who was at the door? Let me guess, one of your ex-girlfriends.
No, it was two of your ex-boyfriends.
What?
Hey, Rose. What's up, sexy?
Super D, Super Big D, what are you guys doing here?
You're in danger.
And we came to save you.
What? From whom?
From him. Hey, Rose.
Super huge, long-lasting, big, girthy D, what are you doing here?
Who is that?
That's Sam. He's one of my ex-boyfriends after Super D and Super Big D left me.
Why is he dressed like a ninja turtle and why is his tail on the front of his costume?
What tail?
It's a tail. Put it away.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't know little man was so insecure.
Why don't you just call him Sam? Why'd you call him super long-lasting, super D, whatever?
Well, the first night that we met, she came over to my place, and then the next morning, she just called me super huge, long-lasting, big, girthy D, and it's true.
Can you please just take this gun and shoot me in the head?
Okay, bro.
Marvin, come on. We were only together once, and the next morning I had to go to the hospital.
Pull the trigger!
I'm trying, bro. There's no bullets in there. See, there's no clip, but I'll keep trying. I really want to help.
I'm gonna go find bullets.
Marvin, get back here. Cut that out.
What are they even doing here?
He's trying to kidnap Rose.
But why are you trying to kidnap her?
Because she's the best I ever had. Me too.
Me three.
Aw, you guys!
What? So you guys want to fight over her?
I'll lose another leg over her.
Yeah, whoever wins gets to keep her.
Wait, I do not agree to this.
Oh, okay, you know what? I think we'll go in the other room while you guys settle this thing.
Bring it on, super huge, long-lasting, big, girthy D.
All right, just let me get ready. One second. All right, I'm ready. Your funeral.
Don't my leg, get it off, help me.
I'm trying. Oh, it's around my neck.
Bite it.
It's choking me out.
Bite it.
All right, Rose, I think we need to have a talk.
About what, Marvin?
I think it would just be best if we just, you know, filed for a divorce.
What?
Yeah, I'm talking just a quick divorce, you know, no lawyers involved, just a paper that says it's over.
Marvin, calm down. I chose you. I married you, hairline and all.
I know, but now that I saw super long-lasting whatever the hell his name is, I just now realize that's not a tail. That's something else. And I'm really mad that he sewed a part of his costume just to fit it in there.
Yeah. Rose!
Oh, he's coming!
Rose,
get the closet! Get the closet!
Rose, I won! Rose, are you in here? Ugh! I'll just come back later.
I think he's gone. Let's go check on the others. Guys, what happened?
We got our asses kicked, bro.
Yeah, we were no match for his D.
It was just too big.
It was too girthy.
Come on, you guys. You could have taken him.
We tried, but our Ds weren't big enough.
Yeah, we tried to combine Ds, and it still didn't work.
Come on, guys. You have muscles and superpowers.
Oh, no. We need an army of Ds.
We need a nuclear D.
Rose, please tell us, what was the best D you ever had?
Well, I married Marvin for a reason.
Oh, no. No way.
No, there's no way this little shrimp is packing.
No, I don't believe it. He must be a grower.
because I can't see it.
He's super best I ever had, D.
Oh, I don't believe it. I guess we must bow down to him. We're not worthy.
It must be so big.
We're not worthy.
Yeah, that's right. It is big. I'm super best he's ever had, D. So you better listen to me. I got the biggest one.
We
got to
get this man a costume.
Yeah, fast. Come on, let's get one.
And we have to assemble the Avengers of D.
Oh, yeah.
Go on, Marvin. Go kick his D.
That's right. I'm going to go kick him right in the D because I'm best she's ever had, D. Do you really mean that?
Yes, of course, Marvin.
Okay. Oh, I heard someone at the door.
You did?
Yeah, hold on. Let me go answer that. Oh, man. Please answer.
Hey, Marvin. What's up?
Hey, buddy. I need your help. So my wife has a...
You called me buddy! We really are buddies, aren't we, Marvin? We're best buds!
Yeah, we're the bestest buddies ever. Anyway, I need your help.
We should have a secret handshake.
What?
We should have a secret handshake that only we know since we're best buddies!
Yeah, okay, we'll work on that. Anyway, I need your help.
But it can't be too long, though, because I don't have a good memory for that kind of thing. We have to keep it very simple.
Okay, we'll keep it simple. Anyway, my wife has a lot of...
And it has to be fast, too, because I don't want anybody else to see our secret handshake and steal it. It has to be just between us, so we should do it really fast when nobody else can pick up on it.
Okay, no one's gonna want to steal it because no one's gonna care, but listen, we'll work on that later. Listen, I need your help.
Actually, should I just come over right now so we can practice our secret handshake?
No, I'm very busy and that's why I need your help. See, my wife, she has a lot of ex-boyfriends that are very well endowed.
Oh, yeah, it's rough, isn't it? Us little guys, we just can't compete. You know, and I don't even want a big one. You know, I mean, I don't need that. I bet it would be messy. And besides, my wife says the big ones hurt anyway, so she doesn't want that. So, I mean, I don't
Yeah, I don't want a big one either. I've never said I want one of those. Anyway, I told my wife that I have a lot of hot ex-girlfriends. So do you know any hot girls I can pretend to be my ex-girlfriend?
Well, there's a girl that works at the strip club I could probably send over there.
Yeah, send her over here. And can you get her to dress like a superhero?
Oh, Marvin, you freaky bastard. Yeah, I think I can make that happen.
All right, thanks, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
Are you sure you don't want me to come over to practice our secret handshake right now?
No, I don't have time for that, but you just practice some over there.
Okay, I will start Googling handshakes we can try later.
All right, thanks, buddy. Hello?
Dun-dun-dun-dun! Super host here.
I gave her that name. It's clever, right, Marvin? Because she's a stripper?
Oh, yeah. Very clever. Super ho. What are you doing here, buddy?
Well, I had to show her where you live. I don't want her to get lost.
Oh, my God. Who is this Superman?
That's my boy, Marvin. Right, Marvin? We don't have a secret handshake yet, but we will.
Yeah, we will. Anyway, I need you to pretend to be one of my ex-girlfriends. Like, obsessed with me. I left you. You cry about me every night. I was the best man you've ever been with.
Okay. But when do you pay me?
Oh, yeah, Marvin, I haven't paid it yet, so you're gonna have to do that. And, you already owe her about $500 because she did me a favor. But it's okay because we're bros, right? Who cares? You know, just don't kiss her. Actually, you know what? Do kiss her. Who cares? My fluids are your fluids because we're best buddies. Actually, speaking of that, I had some ideas about our secret handshake. Hold out your hand. I want to show you. So we do one of these, and we do one of these, and we go like this, and then we go, pow! And then we play rock, paper, scissors. And you let me win every time because you do paper, and I'm gonna do scissors. And then when we're out in public, people are gonna be like, damn, that guy's really good at rock, paper, scissors, and it's gonna make me feel really good because I'm winning every time. But then you're gonna feel bad because you're losing every time. So what if we take turns winning at rock, paper, scissors? So I'll win this time, and then you win next time, and then I'm not gonna wanna do it next time because I know I'm gonna lose, and then we're gonna forget the handshake because we're not doing it. So how about we just actually play rock, paper, scissors for real, and whoever wins, wins. But it should be the best 2 out of 3. Actually, you know what? Best of 7. And we go on shoot. We don't do rock, paper, scissors. We do rock, paper, scissors, shoot. But we can't say it out loud because then somebody might hear it and they might know our secret handshake. So we have to be like, Okay, maybe we should say shoot so we know when to shoot. So we just be like, shoot. But then if we're in public and I say shoot, somebody might think that I'm actually going to shoot somebody. So I don't think we should do that. No rock, paper, scissors. How about we don't do that? How about we do patty cake? The whole thing. Baker's man and all, you know? But again, we can't say it out loud. So it's just got to be, you know, we're going to look like mimes fighting.
Okay, but buddy, listen. How about you just go back home and go back to the drawing board and come back when you have it figured out?
Yes. You're right. Back to the drawing board. You know what? I was thinking maybe I could go to Walmart and pick up like a jump rope and some jacks. We're going to have props. We're going to have a lot of props for our handshake, Marvin. A lot of props.
Okay, yeah, a lot of props. Do whatever you want, buddy.
Ooh, a chalk. We get chalk and we do some hopscotch for our handshake. It'd be so cool. I'm so excited, Marvin. This
yeah, go figure that out. All right, listen. I need you to pretend to be my ex-girlfriend in front of my wife. Come on.
Who is at the door, Marvin?
Oh, you know, just my super hot ex-girlfriend.
Okay. Yeah, right, Marvin.
No, I'm being serious. I broke up with her years ago, and now she's crawling back to me, begging for me back.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, Marvin, please take me back.
Mm-hmm.
No, look, she's right here. Her name is Super Tight Wet. Doesn't take a long time to finish. doesn't have a smell, doesn't have a bad taste. It loves Marvin V.
Oh, hi. Nice to meet you.
And she's also a superhero.
Oh, my God, Marvin. She can help fight super huge, long-lasting Big Girthy D. Oh, my God. I know him. Owie.
Okay, that's it. You can leave.
But you owe me $500.
I'm not paying for it, Blowy. Leave.
Marvin, she could have helped.
Baby, she wasn't a real superhero. She wasn't even my ex-girlfriend. I hired her to make you jealous. You didn't even give a shit.
Marvin, you gotta get in your costume and go.
Okay, fine. Where'd they put it? Ugh, this costume is so uncomfortable.
Hey, sick costume, Marvin. Or should I call you super best she's ever had, D?
Yeah, that's so crazy. I still can't believe it.
Now, don't question the queen.
Okay, so it's just us three fighting?
Yeah, this is the Avengers of D. But I also called in Mosquito Man because I thought we needed a fourth person. Come here, Mosquito Man.
Mosquito Man, what's he doing here? He doesn't even have any powers.
Now, hold on. He might not be able to get STDs. You see, he got bit by a mosquito when he was a kid, and he got West Nile virus, and he thinks maybe that made him immune to all STDs, because he's had a lot of unprotected sex, but he's never caught an STD. But he's not really sure, so every time he does have unprotected sex, he still gets really worried that he might get an STD.
I know, you've explained this before. He basically has no powers.
Yeah, but if super huge, long-lasting, big, earthy D has an STD, then Mosquito Man might be able to not catch it.
Okay, that's the stupidest thing in the world. What is he really here for?
Well, he's got a cool costume.
Okay, when are we gonna start fighting?
He's here. Alright, who's ready for a big serving of defeat? Alright, Avengers, assemble!
We're already assembled.
Oh, yeah. Well, in that case, go fuck him up!
Wait, me?
Yeah, Marvin, you're a leader. You're super best she's ever had, D. Go get him!
Well, she would save the best for last. Mosquito Man, you go first!
Yeah, go get him, Mosquito Man! Alright, who's next? Mosquito Man, no! You monster! You will pay for that!
Why don't we just all attack him at once?
Oh yeah, good thinking, super best she's ever had, D. Let's get him!
Yeah, you go get him.
Bring it! Come on, little man, bring it! Let's see why she calls you the best she's ever had. Actually, you know what, I need to see for myself.
Oh, no, no, no!
Why is it so tiny? Oh, it burns my eyes!
I did it! Everyone get him!
He gives up! We win!
Yeah! Hey, baby.
Who are you?
It's me, Marvin.
Oh, Marvin. Wow, I didn't recognize you in your costume.
Yep, and I just defeated super huge, long-lasting, big, girthy D.
Wow, Marvin, I knew you could do it. And you know what? I love the costume, Marvin. It's very hot.
Yep, all your ex-boyfriends know that I'm truly packing, I guess.
Okay, Marvin, I got all the stuff we need for our secret handshake. So we're going to play rock, paper, scissors, and then we're going to do jump rope, and then we're going to play bop it, and then we're going to do hopscotch, and then we're going to play catch with this little sticky ball thing. Marvin, I love it! Costumes! That's such a great idea! We should have secret handshake costumes! And we wear them under our clothes, so whenever we're about to do our secret handshake, we just rip our clothes off like we're Superman! Marvin, this is so cool! I love having a best buddy!
Clock Boy, our plan to take over the world is almost in effect.
Yes, Clock Man.
Now all we have to do is destroy all the clocks in the world so that only we know the time. And when people want to know the time, they will have to pay us.
And they'll have to pay me if they want to be woken up on time for work. It's genius.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant.
But Clockman, how are we going to break all the clocks in the world?
Well, with my clock-smashing hammer, of course. Along, Clockman, hand me the hammer.
Very well, Clockman.
Now, broadcast us to the world.
With pleasure.
Wow, guys, can you believe it's already almost
2025? What?
What? Wait.
What did you say?
Can you believe it's almost already 2025? Fine.
Yeah, right, I'm taking this.
Wait.
All right, no, yeah. No,
what year is it?
2024 went by really fast.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, did anything happen this year that was even important? Like, it just seemed like nothing big happened.
Well, there was, no. No, this year was kind of a bust, honestly.
Yeah, so what's your guys' New Year's resolution?
I'm going to quit drinking because apparently I need to stop.
Yeah, you can't, no dates.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What's yours, Jeffy?
Well, my New Year's resolution is that when I shit my pants, I'm not going to scoot my ass across the ground like a dog and leave a snail trail of shit.
All right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's mm-hmm. good. What about yours?
I just want to feel better.
Oh, you're sick?
Mm-hmm.
Well.
What about you, Marvin?
Mine's to not wear a tie anymore.
Yeah, I guess I really don't see the point.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's doing too much.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have a job or anything. You're just wearing a polo shirt with a clip-on tie.
Okay, I might keep wearing it.
I don't think you should.
Well, let's turn on some TV to watch the ball drop.
Yeah, yeah, let's watch Christopher Walken's Rockin' New Year's Eve.
Yeah, hit it.
Hello and welcome to Christopher Walken's Rockin' New Year's Eve. I'm your host, Christopher Walken, star of such movies as Click and Kangaroo Jack. Tonight, our musical guest is me, hitting the cowbell. I'm gonna start hitting it.
Hello, people of the world! It is I, Clockman!
And I, the Alarm Clock Boy!
You're all very excited for it to hit midnight so you can ring in the new year! But how will you know when midnight is when we destroy all the clocks in the world?
Do it, Clockman! Show them you're serious!
I'm not fucking around! Tell me what time it is now!
All you did was shatter the glass. We can still tell what time it is.
What?
I got this, Clockman.
Now how will you tell the time?
Well, that was only one clock. There's so many clocks in the world.
Well, I will destroy all the clocks, like this one.
Don't forget this one, Clockman.
Thank you, Alarm Clock Boy. Yes, bring me all of your clocks so I may destroy them!
And your alarm clocks, too!
We're not just gonna bring you our clocks, and we have other things that can tell time, like our phones.
And our cars.
Yeah.
Well, I guess there are a lot of devices that can tell time.
Well, attention world! Bring us all of your phones, and cars, and microwaves, and ovens, and refrigerators, and watches. Fuck, there are so many watches. Smart watches, Fitbits, stoves.
Ooh, gaming consoles.
Gaming consoles, TVs, really any smart device in your home, anything with internet access, honestly.
And the sun.
And the sun. Sundials are gonna be a real problem. Clock towers.
Big Ben.
Big Ben, fuck. Somebody turn off Big Ben. Alarm Clock Boy, we may need to reevaluate our plan. Well, hold on, world, because we will be back shortly with more demands.
Well, those guys are fucking idiots.
Marvin, do you really think they're going to come in and break all our clocks?
There's no way they can physically go and break every single clock in the world.
No, it's got to be like billions.
Like trillions of things that tell time.
Yeah, let's go back to watching Christopher Walken.
Damn it, Alarm Clock Boy, we just embarrassed ourselves in front of the whole world.
Well, I thought it was a good plan.
How are we going to destroy all the clocks in the world now?
What if we EMP the whole world?
Alarm Clock Boy, we don't have an EMP. We're not the military. We are high school dropouts in my mother's basement. All we have is clocks and this hammer.
Damn it! Wait. What if we go door to door and smash everyone's clocks in the world?
Yes. If Santa Claus can travel the world in one night, then so can we. Alarm Clock Boy, broadcast me to the world!
I'm Christopher Walken, and I like it when things are good, like kitty cat.
Hello again, people of the world. We have perfected our plan. Me and Alarm Clock Boy are going to travel the whole world in one night and destroy everyone's clocks.
Like Santa Claus.
Well, we'll be traveling the world like Santa Claus, not delivering presents or eating cookies. Just breaking clocks. So please, do not lock your doors, because you will only make it harder for us and delay the inevitable. Come, Alarm Clock Boy, we have many clocks to break. Many, 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 many clocks to break. Come on!
Oh no, Marvin, they're gonna break into our house.
What do we do?
Lock the door.
Jeffy, go lock the door.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Good thinking. I don't know how you thought of that.
All right, Jeffy, just lock the door. You can do this. No. Wait. Which one was it? Okay, like that. Maybe like that. Left, down, right, up, left, down. Okay. I think we're good. All right. The door is locked.
All right. Let's enjoy our New Year's.
Look, Alarm Clock Boy, the first house.
Our first victim.
On the count of three, we will bust in there, break all of their clocks, and run out.
With pleasure.
One, two, three. Now, alarm clock boy, where are the clocks?
Oh, this one, right over here. Go on, give it a whack.
That one is done for. To the kitchen.
Look, clock man, the microwave.
Get the time off, get the time off.
Got it.
Good God almighty, the stove.
Oh, God. Got it.
That does it for this house. On to the next.
Hey! What the fuck you guys doing in my house?
What's the matter? Is now a bad time?
Hank, I think they destroyed our clocks.
You can destroy my clock without the L.
Why don't you ask the babysitter?
You're probably right. Alright, there's your brand new smart refrigerator. So it's got the time on there, it's got a calendar. You can even go on YouTube, Facebook, or Instagram. It's basically a big ass iPad that keeps your food cold.
Dang, that's fancy as fuck! Thank you so much!
Yeah, hope you enjoy it.
Oh yeah, I definitely will. Oh, YouTube? No way!
Look, alarm clock boy, our next victims were making good time.
And look, what you said worked. The door's unlocked. Everyone's listening.
They fear us.
Those mortals.
Look, alarm clock boy, the time on the refrigerator.
And is that the weather?
It is.
Look, clock man, this fridge even has YouTube and Facebook and Instagram.
My golly, what does this fridge not do? Suck my...
Fridge, suck clock man's... What? I guess not.
What is this whiteboard?
I don't know. Look, clock man, you can draw on it. Let's see. We'll do that.
Ooh. Is that a clock?
I believe so.
Oh, well, alarm clock boy, I don't want to destroy this. I want to keep it for myself. You know, destroying all of the clocks of the world is almost impossible. But if we stole all the refrigerators in the world, then only we would be able to keep things cold, and people would have to pay us to keep their food cold.
Clockman, there's something I need to tell you about this idea of yours.
What?
It's genius! Let's go!
Help me with the fridge. Yeah.
Guys, the ball is about to drop. It's 2025.
Shh, I'm gonna go to sleep.
Baby, you can't go to sleep before the ball drops in your mouth.
Marvin.
I...
All right, time to drop the ball. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.
Hello, world. You're probably wondering why your clocks aren't broken. Well, that's because we decided to move on to bigger and cooler things. Refrigerators!
And freezers!
If we steal all the refrigerators in the world, you'll have to come to us to keep your food cold.
And you'll have to come to me if you want to freeze your pizzas or your ice cream.
So you can call me Refrigerator Man.
And you can call me Freezer Boy. And this is Frozone to show you how cool I am.
So continue to leave your doors unlocked, because we're still coming by tonight to steal your refrigerators.
And freezers.
Come, Freezer Boy.
God, not these assholes again. Trying to steal all the refrigerators is impossible.
They're so heavy. Like, how would you store all of them? That's so stupid. It's so dumb. And we just missed the ball drop because they interrupted it.
Happy 2025, everyone.
Balls doesn't drop yet, right?
Marvin, stop.
Marvin!
All right, Freezer Boy. We're back at the first house. Now to break in and steal their refrigerator.
And freezer.
Now, Freezer Boy, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I believe their freezer is attached to the refrigerator.
You've obviously never seen a deep freezer before.
Well, if they have one of those, we'll steal that too. Now get ready. One, two, three! Quick, Freezer Boy, let's steal the refrigerator.
Hey! Fucking dickheads, breaking my clocks and trying to steal my refrigerator.
Doing a historic disaster project. So each of you are going to pick a disaster from history and create a replica and present it to the crowd.
Can it be any historical disaster?
Really any disaster. I don't give shit. The worse the better.
Yes, I'm doing 9/11.
Junior, don't say that.
What, Cody, I'm only one of two people to ever say that sentence. Actually, there was 19 hijackers. Osama bin Laden. I'm one of 21 people to ever say that.
I know what I'm doing, and let's just say it shook the world.
I know what I'm gonna do. It was one of the worst disasters ever.
I wonder if anybody's wondering what I'm gonna do.
What are you gonna do, Cody?
Oh, I don't know. There's just so many to choose from. Do I do the Titanic, or maybe Chernobyl, or the California wildfires? I don't know.
Oh, guys, I'm gonna go home right now and get started on my project.
Junior, are you really gonna do 9/11?
Well, for the FBI listening, no. But for my school project, yes. Let me practice my throw. Actually, you know what? Maybe. Actually, be very concerned. I might actually do it.
Where the bitch is at?
Ooh, Joseph, what's your project going to be?
Oh, that was a hint. You'll see.
I can't imagine.
So, Cody, what's your project going to be?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I just really want to go out with a boom. You know, I really want to go out with a bang. I really want to go out with an eruption. I'm trying to hint what it's going to be.
Oh, can you say those again? I wasn't listening thinking they were
hints. You can find out tomorrow.
But a boom and a bang and a pow. I'm going to practice my throwing.
All right, class, I hope you all did your historic disaster project. I'm going to call you up one by one to present your disaster to the class. Now, who wants to go first?
Ooh, can I go first? I promise you'll never forget it.
Okay, Junior, you come up here first.
Yes. All right, class, my project is on 9/11. September 11th, 2001, 8:46 a.m., American Airlines Flight 11 hits the North Tower. Teacher, can you hear me that? I missed.
Yeah.
I was supposed to hit this tower. It's hard to aim. How'd they get on the first try twice in a row? God, those are pros. Boom. The first tower gets hit.
Junior, stop.
9:03 a.m. United Airlines Flight 175 crashes into the South Tower. Oh my God, how good were those fucking pilots? They hire fucking pros? Was Sully Sullenberger, whatever the fuck his name was, doing it? That's why jet fuel doesn't melt steel beams. They had goddamn detonators in that bit. Okay, that's it. Give me the plane. And then somewhere in Pennsylvania. The end.
Very good, Junior. Go sit down.
Beat that, guys.
I mean, 9/11 is a pretty tough act of terrorism to follow.
Teacher, I want to go next. I'm about to make history in this bitch.
All right, Joseph, what's your historic disaster?
I don't want to give it away. Look, all I got to do is say one sentence. I have a dream! Did y'all get it? It's Martin Luther King. He got his ass assassinated.
All right, very good, Joseph. Go sit down. All right, who wants to go next?
Y'all like that shit, huh?
Joseph, that wasn't fair. That was a really cheap project. All you had to do was be black.
Nuh-uh, that wasn't a cheat code. I had to research what he said and memorize the line. That shit was really hard.
That's not even the speech he got shot during.
Well, Mr. Schmancy Pants, since you know everything, why didn't you dress up like him?
I don't think that would have been a good idea.
Yeah, blackface wouldn't have worked in class.
Wait, why?
Teacher, I'll go next. Hey, everybody. My historic disaster is the eruption of Mount Vesuvius, which destroyed the city of Pompeii. See right there? You have all the hunky Romans in Pompeii just sunbathing, minding their own business, and then, all of a sudden, tragedy strikes. Whoa! There she blows! So as you can see, the molten lava smothered all the hunky Romans and covered them in hot ash. They had hot ash on their hot asses. It was really hot. But 2,000 people did die, though.
Only 2,000 people. You're telling me that big-ass volcano surrounding that entire island couldn't outdo 9/11? Yeah, those are rookie numbers compared to 9/11. And what kind of dumb, stupid disaster is that? All those people saw that volcano erupting and they didn't hop on a plane and fly away. They wanted to die.
Why didn't they get on a plane? Junior, this happened in 79. The year 79. Like, you know how we live in 2025? Well, this volcano erupted in 79. Planes weren't even invented until 1903. If these people saw a plane, they would scratch their fucking eyes out because they wouldn't know what they were looking at. They would lose their minds. They would think it was like some kind of metal dragon or some shit. They would think it was magic. They still believed in magic in 79.
Thank you, Cody.
You're welcome.
Who wants to go next?
Wow, Junior, thanks for interrupting my project. I thought the volcano eruption I did was pretty fucking sick.
I just think that Pompeii is pretty dumb for an actual, like, disaster. Like, they knew they were living next to a volcano. They could have just got up and moved.
Well, no, they didn't know, because they didn't know volcanoes existed. They actually didn't even have a word in their language for volcano. They just thought they lived next to a mountain until it exploded and started squirting lava all over the place.
Why didn't they just pull out their phone and check Google Maps to see if they live by a volcano?
It was 79 AD, Junior. They didn't have Google yet. They didn't even have phones.
What? That was before phones?
Way before phones. Most of human history is before phones.
Oh my God, I should have done my project on that. That sounds like a disaster.
Teacher, I'll go next.
Alright, class, so I did my project on the worst disaster in the history of the world. The potato famine. Okay, so imagine you have a bunch of this. Like, you have this, and then you have none of that. And that's all you eat. And so millions of you die. Okay, let me get into detail. Okay, the Great Famine, also known as the Great Hunger, the Famine, and the Irish Potato Famine, was a period of mass starvation.
Did you just say masturbation?
No, Junior, mass starvation.
So they weren't jacking off the potatoes?
No. And disease in Ireland lasting from 1845 to 1852 that constituted a historical social crisis.
Oh my god, this is so fucking boring.
Dude, she could put anybody to sleep.
I think it's pretty interesting, guys. If you guys pay attention, you might actually learn.
Yes, we're in the
Jesus fucking Christ! No one gives a flying fuck! Look, the potato famine? Bunch of people didn't have any potatoes, so they all starved to death. Go sit down.
Aww.
Anybody else have a project that's not boring as fuck can come up next.
Okay, I'll go next. Let's get this over with. Okay, so this is my historic disaster. It's COVID.
Oh, very clever. But you know my ancestors actually invented the COVID virus. Very good, go sit down. All right, who wants to go next?
I guess I'm going next. Hey everybody, my historical disaster is the Hindenburg. That was a big blimp full of people, and then it caught on fire and it exploded. So this is what happened. Well, it wasn't a guy with a lighter, cause he would have to be a really big guy with a big lighter, or a really tiny blimp, and that would be crazy. But this is basically how it went. Wow, we're all having fun in the sky in our big blimp, the Hindenburg. Oh no! Oh, the humanity! Almost everybody died! The end. Isn't that crazy?
Very good. Go sit down. Alright, who wants to go next?
What do you think, ladies? Are they ready for the PJ?
Yeah, PJ, go up there and whip it out!
Yeah, PJ, go show them your project.
Come on.
Hey everybody, are you ready to hear about the coolest disaster in history? The Challenger disaster? Now, I'm cool, but nothing's as cool as the weather was that day. The engineers almost got the launch canceled because they were worried that the record low temperatures would cause the O-rings to fail, but the project manager didn't want to wait until April to launch when the weather got warmer, so they decided to launch anyway. But then, the cold temperatures caused the O-rings to compress and leak hot gas, which ignited the fuel compartment, causing the whole shuttle to explode 73 seconds after launch at an altitude of 46,000 feet and killing everyone on board, including the first female teacher in space, which was supposed to be Big Bird, but his costume was too big and there were logistical challenges, so he didn't come. All right, ladies, show him what happened. Kaboom!
Houston, we have a problem.
Not exactly what we practiced, but not bad.
All right, PJ, very good. Now go sit out. All right, who wants to go next?
Wait, am I the only one left? You saved the best for last. Alright, my historic disaster is when the meteor hit the Earth and made the dinosaurs go extinct. Allow me to demonstrate, but give me a second.
Oh, goddammit, Jeffy, you put a goddamn hole in my wall! But very accurate representation of what happens. So go sit down. All right, Crass, that does it for the historic disaster project. So since everyone completed their project, you all get an A.
Wait, but which one of our disasters was the worst?
That's a good question. The meteor killed all the dinosaurs, but the dinosaurs are people. And Pompeii killed 2,000, 9/11 killed 2,900. So I guess technically, Penelope's boring-ass potato famine killed the most because there was a million people who died.
Really?
Well, actually, scientifically, theoretically, Borty wins because COVID killed 7 million people.
Fuck yeah, I didn't even try. I'm good at this school stuff.
Okay, but which one was the coolest disaster?
Junior, none of them are cool. They're all disasters.
You know what was a disaster? You being born.
Oh,
that actually was pretty fucked up. I'm sorry. Actually, I think the coolest disaster, technically, was PJ's because the O-rings got cold and it exploded.
I mean, that was the coldest, yeah.
You know what else was the coldest? These nuts in your mom's mouth.
Junior, that doesn't even make sense. Well, you have cold nuts?
Well, maybe it's cold out there. Maybe I sat on some ice cubes.
Why?
Wait. Shut up. I'm hungry.
Oh, I am too, Marvin.
What do you guys want for dinner?
I think me and Daddy should get Slurpees.
Ooh, I want a Slurpee.
How would that work?
We're not getting Slurpees for dinner, guys. We need actual food.
Marvin, if you go get Slurpees, can I have a blue one?
Oh, I want mine to be blonde.
I mean, I guess I could get a red one.
Oh, Daddy likes redheads? Hell yeah.
All right, let's go to the gas station, Jeff, and get Slurpees.
The gas station to get Slurpees?
I mean, that's the closest place. We're not going all the way to the movies to get a Slurpee.
You're telling me we can get slurped off at the movie theater? Let's go do that!
Oh, no, we're not going to go spend all that money to watch a movie just to get a Slurpee. Let's just get them at the gas station. They're cheaper.
Okay, Daddy. Whatever you say. You're the expert.
Come on. Remember, I want a blue one.
Daddy, this is not what I had in mind when I said I wanted a Slurpee.
What'd you have in mind?
I wanted strong mouth game from a lot lizard.
That would be $3 for these slushies.
Well, I have exactly $3, so it's my lucky day. Oh, God, you stink!
Give me money.
No, get back, stinktard!
Oh, come on, Daddy, be nice! He needs money, so give him some money!
No, Jeffy, if I give him money, it'll enable him to not have a job.
Well, no, Daddy, put yourself in his shoes. What if you were like him?
Okay, fine. You can have $1.
All of it.
Oh, wow. You give a little and they take a lot.
Oh, my God. That was the nicest thing I had ever seen. You know what? You can have a slushie for free, my friend.
You see that, Dad? When you do something nice, you get shit.
Now let's go in the parking lot and see if we can get sucked off.
Oh, I've never had anything free before. Thank you, sir.
All right, Jeffy, how's that Slurpee?
Don't you dare call it that, getting my hopes up. This slushie is mediocre at best. The Slurpee that I was expecting would have been tears.
Jeffy, shut up. Wait, what was on the road?
Daddy, look out!
What? Was that a body?
It looked like it, Daddy.
Okay, let me go see what that is.
Oh, my God, it is a body. Sir?
Where am I?
You're laying in the middle of the road.
How did I get here?
I have no idea, but I can call an ambulance or the cops.
Maybe you could give me a ride home.
Oh, give you a ride home? I only have 2 seats in my car.
You have seats in the back, Daddy.
Oh, you piece of shit. Get in the car, Jeffy.
Come on, Daddy. Do the right thing.
Okay, listen. I can give you a ride to your house, but you have to let me drop these Slurpees off at my house.
Slushies.
You have to let me drop these Slushies off at my house.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
All right, come on. Sit in the back.
All right, everybody in the car?
Yes, sir.
No.
Jeffy, you are in the car.
Well, I'm a liar, so.
All right, let's get going.
Maybe we could have turned on some music. Possibly the radio?
Oh, yeah, I'll turn that on for you.
I'll turn it on for you.
No, I was getting to it.
No, you weren't, Jeffy.
Yes, I was.
How's that?
Oh, very nice. I like this fish.
All right, let's go, guys.
Bodies hit the floor. Bitch, bodies hit the floor. Have him swimming in his blood while he crawling on the floor. Boop, 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 boop.
Okay, we are home.
Oh, wow. That's a big house.
Thanks.
My daddy doesn't make the house payment, and we're on the verge of eviction.
Jeff, do not tell people our personal business. Okay, so I'm going to take my wife and her blue Slurpee.
Slushie.
Her blue slushie. So I'm going to leave you guys in the car, okay? So, Jeffy, you keep an eye on him. You do not leave him alone in the car, okay?
Okay.
No, swear to me you will not leave this car.
Daddy, I swear on your life I will not leave this car.
Okay, good.
All right, Bing Bong, so check it. I gotta use the bathroom, so you stay right here, okay?
Okay, I will stay right here.
Promise me you will not leave this car.
I promise I will not leave this car.
All right, cool. I'm out this bitch.
Oh, not my problem.
All right, baby, here's your blue Slurpee.
Aw, thank you, Marvin, but it's a little melted.
Yeah, it was a long story, so I'm at the gas station, and this homeless guy asked me for money, and I say, ew.
Marvin, that's not very nice.
I know, Jeffy said it wasn't nice, so Jeffy tells me to give the homeless guy money, so I give the homeless guy money, and the gas station attendant thinks we're so nice, he gives us the Slurpees for free.
Oh, that's great, Marvin.
Yeah, so it felt good doing something nice, so I'm on the drive home, and I see this Asian man laying in the road.
What?
Yeah, and so I get out of my car, and he asks if I can give him a ride home. So I'm like, sure, because I want to do something nice, because maybe something nice will come from that. So the Asian man is sitting in the car with Jeffy right now.
Wait, what, Marvin? You left him alone with an Asian guy that you don't know?
Okay, the Asian guy is like 80 years old, and he just needs a ride home, and I have Jeffy watching him. Everything's fine.
But what if something bad happens to Jeffy?
Nothing bad will happen to Jeffy.
What's up, Daddy?
Jimmy! You swore on my life you would not leave the car!
Well, it looks like you're fucked.
What, Jimmy? You really left that Asian guy in the car with it running?
No, Daddy. He's going to the bathroom right now.
Okay, good. I thought you left him in the car. I didn't want him to steal my car.
Yeah, that'd be fucked.
Marvin, I don't know how I feel about a stranger in the house.
Listen, he's like 80 years old. He's just using the bathroom. He doesn't even know where he's at. So look, I'm just gonna get him real quick, and I'm gonna take him to his house.
What if he lives at Chuck E. Cheese? Can I go?
He doesn't live at Chuck E. Cheese.
How do you know? Were you in the car? Did you talk to him? Because I talked to him, and he told me he lived at Chuck E. Cheese.
He does not live at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes, he does.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go ask him. Which bathroom is he in?
That one.
Okay, I'm going to go see.
Hey, excuse me, buddy. I know you're using the bathroom in there, but my son says you live at Chuck E. Cheese. Is that true? You live at Chuck E. Cheese? I'm coming in. I just want to know if you live at Chuck E. Cheese. Jeffy, he's not in this bathroom!
Yeah, the other bathroom!
Oh, okay. Hey, my son says you live at Chuck E. Cheese. Is that true?
Jeffy, he's not in this bathroom either!
The other one!
Okay. Oh, he better be in this one.
Jesus Christ! Privacy, donkey!
Sorry, Jeffy told me that there was an Asian man in here.
What? No, donkey, but since you're in here, would you like to wipe?
No, I'm not gonna wipe.
Alright, cross the cross.
Jeffy, he is not in any of the bathrooms.
Maybe he finished. Something I didn't get to do trying to get a Slurpee at the gas station. My balls are as blue as mommy's drink.
Jeffy, seriously, he's not in any of the bathrooms. Where is he?
Well, he did say he was hungry.
So he could be in the kitchen, but if he lived at Chuck E. Cheese, why would he be hungry?
I don't know. Maybe the pizza's not good. Maybe we should try it. Maybe we should go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, listen, I'm gonna go check the kitchen. If he's not in there, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, this SpaghettiO smells delicious!
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee, I'm looking for someone.
Hey, Marvin, my SpaghettiO man! Look who came inside, everybody! A hungry, hungry hippo! Hey, you want a scoop of SpaghettiOs? I know you hungry. You ain't ate in days. Oh, wait. Big bowl or small bowl? Which one are you? You're a big bowl boy, ain't you?
I do not want any SpaghettiOs.
I'll go ahead and feed you some SpaghettiOs. You starving, boy.
I do not want any SpaghettiOs.
You don't want any more scoops? How can you turn that shit into SpaghettiOs? What the hell is wrong with you?
Listen, have you seen an 80-year-old Asian man walking around the kitchen?
What the fuck? No. Where would he be?
Listen, I picked up this Asian man and I let him in the house to use the bathroom.
Why would you let him in the house and just leave him wandering around in the house? That's stupid.
Well, listen, I can't find him and I didn't know if you saw him.
No, I have not seen an Asian man walking around here. I definitely would have noticed him with chopsticks, Marvin. Look, if you left a random man walking around in the house, you better call the police. He could be stealing something out of a trash can or something.
Oh, you're right. If I can't find him, he's probably trying to grab all our valuable stuff.
Mm-hmm. You know how my kitchen appliances are.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go call the cops.
Thank you, God.
Oh, man. I guess I'm going to have to call the cops.
What? Why?
Because he's not in any of the bathrooms. He's not in the kitchen.
Well, did he go back to the car?
Maybe he went back to the car after he used the bathroom.
I'll go check for you, Daddy.
Yeah, Jeffy, can you go downstairs and check and see if he went back to the car?
Sure, Daddy. I'll do that. I wouldn't want you walking down all those stairs with your old knees.
Oh, okay, just let me know if he's in there. I really hope he went back to the car.
Nope, not here.
Ooh, Jeffy, was he out there?
No.
I swear, what, you swear he wasn't out there?
I swear, Daddy, he was not outside.
What, you swear to me earlier and you lied.
No, Daddy, this time I'm not even playing. I swear he was not outside.
Oh my God, so if he's not back in the car, that means he's somewhere in the house and he's probably stealing shit or maybe he's trying to be a squatter. Maybe he's in the attic. Okay, that's it. I am calling the cops.
Hello?
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yes, so I kind of have a really, really weird issue.
Yeah, well, you know, when you get to be our age, that just kind of happens. It's nothing to be embarrassed about, you know, it just doesn't work as good as it used to. I mean, they make pills for that, and sometimes they work and sometimes they don't.
That's not my issue.
Oh, well, me neither. What's your problem?
Okay, so it's kind of a long story.
Oh, I don't have time for long stories. I didn't take my ADHD medicine today, so keep it short.
Okay, so how do I make this short? So I was at the gas station and I gave this homeless guy money, and then I got in my car.
Who drew that?
What?
Who drew that on the doorframe?
That was Jeffy.
Oh, why did he do that?
It was like in his first video.
His first video?
Or like the remake.
Oh.
But listen, I was at the gas station, and I gave, okay, I'm trying to make it short. A homeless guy money give.
Okay, this is much better. I can follow this.
Yeah, car road guy pick up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, long story short, there's an 80-year-old Asian man lost in my house.
Okay, I actually might want to hear the long version because I have a lot of questions. I feel like you left out some important details.
Okay, so I'm driving in the car, and I see this Asian man laying in the road. And I ask him if he's okay. He needs me to take him to his house, but I need to drop the Slurpees off. So I go inside to drop the Slurpees off, and then he gets lost in my house.
So let me see if I have this right. You just got a stranger off the street, and you let him into your house, and you just lost track of him?
I did not let him in my house. I left him in the car. My son let him in the house because he had to use the bathroom.
Okay, still, he ended up in your house.
Yes, but listen, I just thought he had used the bathroom. Now I can't find him. Now he's lost.
Okay, well, this doesn't really sound like an emergency. This sounds like you're a sore loser at hide-and-seek.
Well, no, I don't want him hiding in my house. I've checked all the bathrooms. I've checked the kitchen. He's literally nowhere, and he's 80 years old, so I know he can't fit in any tight places.
Oh, yep, you're right. I mean, squeezing into things is a young man's game. I just don't know what you want me to do that you haven't done.
Well, you're a cop. You're better at looking for things, so I thought maybe you could look around the house. You guys find drugs, and you guys find bombs.
I will come in for a few minutes, okay? I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to come in.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
The cops, because I called them.
Oh, what's he doing?
Looking for the missing Asian guy.
What missing Asian guy? Oh, that guy! I forgot!
What? Are you okay?
I'm okay.
Look what I found!
Oh, you found him?
Dinner!
Wait, you didn't find the Asian guy?
Nope, but what I did find is a big-ass bowl of SpaghettiOs.
Wait, no, you're supposed to be looking for the Asian guy!
Look, I looked all over this house. He's not here, okay?
Well, did you look in the attic?
Danny, why is the police officer man eating SpaghettiOs out of my poop bowl?
Poop bowl?
Yeah, it's the bowl I poop in. I keep it beside my bed because sometimes at night when I'm lazy and I don't want to go to the bathroom, I just pull my pants down, shit off the side of the bed into this bowl. And then sometimes when I'm really lazy, I just shit in my hand and just drop it into the bowl.
Alright, he's not in the attic, so I'm gonna get back to my...
I wouldn't eat out of that bowl.
Oh yeah? Because you want all the SpaghettiOs to yourself, huh? Well, not gonna happen.
Oh my god, I can't...
How's that taste, buddy?
Tastes kind of weird, honestly.
Yeah, like poop?
Yeah, actually.
Okay, listen, if we can't find him, what does that mean?
It means he's not here.
Okay, well, you checked the attic, you checked all around the house. Is there a chance that maybe he walked back outside and laid back in the road?
Yes, that's probably exactly what happened.
Okay, good.
Good, yeah. Hold on, I'm getting a call. My work phone.
Why does your phone look like that?
They don't want us texting. Hello? Oh my god. Oh my god. Ugh. Alright, bye. Ugh. My wife's making meatloaf for dinner, so I'm gonna keep eating these SpaghettiOs. What? Now I'm getting a call on my walkie-talkie. Is it Spider-Man?
Attention all units. Ugh, all units. Spider-Man. There's a hot-speed chase. An old Asian man driving a black Camaro. Proceed with caution.
Whoa, you guys hear that? There's a black Camaro in a high-speed chase being driven by an Asian man. Well, he can't be your Asian man, because that guy didn't have a car. But anyway, I'm going to go join that chase. But I am going to take these with me.
What?
If I go look in that fucking driveway, is my black Camaro there?
Yeah.
You fucking swear.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens if it's not?
No, it is.
It fucking better be there.
Mm-hmm. Mommy, I'm a liar. I lied.
Jeffy.
I know. I'm a stinker. Be you.
Where the fuck is he?
He's hiding.
Oh, where is he? Jeffy, you come out right now.
I don't want you to hit me.
Oh, I'm doing way more than hitting you. I'm gonna beat your fucking ass. There you are! Ah! So, guys, what do you want to do today?
Dude, let's watch some cartoons!
Oh, yeah, let's watch SpongeBob!
Oh, yeah!
But the earlier seasons, those are the better ones.
Yeah, the best.
Yeah, okay, guys, we can watch that. Just don't tell my parents.
What? Why?
Well, I'm not allowed to watch SpongeBob because my parents say it's too inappropriate.
Too inappropriate? It's SpongeBob!
Dude, it's just a cartoon!
He lives in a pineapple under the sea!
Yeah, see, they don't like any of that. They think it's real, and they don't like that he's down there doing all that. Oh, and they also don't like that he steals women's underwear in that one episode.
Oh, dude, it's my favorite episode!
It's a really good episode, and it turns out Mr. Krabs steals his own mom's underwear.
Nasty.
Yeah, and that's the first episode they saw, so they think that's all he does, is there's just a real sponge on the bottom of the ocean that steals women's underwear.
Oh. Well, that's kind of lame. He's a goofy goober.
Yeah, they don't like that either. They don't like that he got drunk on ice cream. And they're not even mad that he got drunk. It's just that they're mad that there's alcoholic ice cream on the bottom of the ocean. They don't like any of that.
Okay, well, we won't tell your parents that you're watching SpongeBob.
Okay, sure. Let's watch it. Check this out.
Oh, don't cry, Pearl. Daddy's gonna make it all right.
I just don't understand why nobody wants to do the work with me.
I'll figure it out, SpongeBob. Get in here, me boy.
Yes, Mr. Krabs?
I need you to do me a favor.
What is it, Mr. Krabs?
You see, me beautiful daughter Pearl, well, she be lonely, and she's never been with a man, so I need you to,
make her a Krabby Patty.
No! I need you to toss me daughter salad.
But we don't serve salad at the Krusty Krab.
No, I need you to, butter her biscuit.
We don't serve biscuits either. Ay, 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 ay.
Ah! Mr. Krabs, can I have a job? Patrick, just who I was looking for. Of course he can have a job. I need you to, jump me dirty's bones.
You need me to beat up a skeleton?
No, I need you to give her your sea cucumber, me boy.
But I already ate half of it.
Ugh. Mr. Squidward, get in here.
What, Mr. Krabs? I'm about to go on break.
I need you to do something with that nose of yours.
Oh, I love SpongeBob.
He's hilarious.
See, this is what my parents were talking about. It's inappropriate.
There's nothing inappropriate about that, Cody. That's funny. That's just a cartoon.
Yeah, dude, that's humor. Laugh.
Yeah, I guess so.
Whoa, guys, look, shut up.
Try the new SpongeBob Krabby Patty meal at Wendy's.
Wow, look at that goober box.
Only for a limited time only.
Dude, we have to get that. Oh, my God, Cody, you see the Krabby Patty meal?
Yeah, that's a pretty cool idea.
It's an awesome idea. I want a SpongeBob goober box.
Dude, I want a goober box. I'm the ultimate goober.
No, I'm a goofy goober.
I'm a goofy goober.
I'm the goofiest goober.
I'm the super goober.
I'm the goofiest goober, goober, goofy.
No way. I'm the goofiest goober. I'm a goober, goober, goober.
Well, I'm a goober.
Guys, you're both goofy goobers.
Thank you.
We tried our best.
All right, so let's get Chef Phoebe to take us to the Gooberville.
You mean Wendy's?
Yeah. Chef Phoebe, get in here!
What do you brats want?
We're not brats, Chef Phoebe, we're goobers.
Well, what do you goobers want?
Can you take us to Wendy's so we can get the SpongeBob Krabby Patty meal?
No, I'm not taking you to Wendy's.
But Chef Phoebe, we want to know what the SpongeBob Krabby Patty tastes like.
Look, I'll go to Wendy's myself and get your stupid Krabby Patty meal. Look, I just like to drive alone in the car where I don't have to hear brats screaming in my ears.
Goobers.
Well, goobers, damn it!
Okay, so get 3 Krabby Patty meals from Wendy's.
Okay, fine. I'll get your stupid Krabby Patty meals.
Guys, what do you think the Krabby Patty's gonna taste like?
It's probably just gonna be like a normal Dave single.
Who the hell is Dave?
Hey, what are you talking about?
Well, that's what they call their burger at Wendy's. It's just like a regular burger.
It's not gonna be a regular burger, Cody. It's gonna be a Krabby Patty. The whole life, everyone's whole life, they wanna know what a Krabby Patty tastes like. It's gonna taste like a Krabby Patty.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be pretty epic. Ooh, what if they have jelly on it like that one episode?
Oh, Cody, do you think they have jellyfish jelly on the Krabby Patty?
No, they didn't show that. It just looked like a normal burger.
Ooh, what about the pickles underneath?
Oh, when I take a bite of mine, I'm gonna hide the pickles under my tongue, and I'm gonna go, still no pickles. It's like bubble bath.
Well, this is... I'm really glad you guys are excited. I love that for you guys.
No, it's going to be so fun. And the pineapple frosty.
Oh, yes. All right, Junior. Here's your Krabby Patty meals.
Chef Phoebe, what the fuck?
What did I do wrong?
Did you order the Krabby Patty meals?
Yes, it's right here. They're in the bags. What are you talking about?
Chef Phoebe, this... These are just a regular Wendy's bag. Where's the SpongeBob with the goober box?
What the hell? No goober box. It's in the bag. Your Krabby Patty meals are in the bag. I got what you asked.
I think you ordered the wrong thing. I don't think you ordered the Krabby Patty meal.
No, I got exactly what you asked. I said to the lady at the window, get me the Krabby Patty meals. 3 of them.
But there's no goober box. Where's the SpongeBob? Hey, there's no SpongeBob on the bag. How would anyone know this is the Krabby Patty meal? There's nothing that says SpongeBob. Cody, do you see anything that says SpongeBob?
No, it just looks like Wendy's.
Look, I don't know what to tell you. They didn't offer a goober box. I just got the meals that you asked, okay?
Okay, I'm the bitch.